this as a stat or not, but as far as hard contact, I don't think there's been a player on this team this year that has made more high contact and not gotten the beneficiary of it more than him.
Well, those guys, those are the kinds of guys who end up having good seasons over a 162-game stretch. He'll straighten them out. He'll get good luck.
Of course. Yeah, no, you do mention them, and baseball is just a fickle game like that. Sometimes it falls for you, sometimes it doesn't, but that's why you need all 162 games, to get those results. Or when you're in college, you have about 50 or 60, depending on how deep you go in the playoffs. 1-0 pitch, fastball taken down and away for ball two. Four-seamer going straight at Hunter Reed. Two balls and no strikes. The Colt 45s trail the Novato Knicks 3-2 here in the bottom of the third. 2-0. That's taken under the armpits for ball three. Some to get Hunter Reed some Old Spice. Count is 3-0. And, of course, being from Plano, Texas, that's where Dr. Pepper was invented, and he says he drinks it all the time. Here's the 3-0 pitch taken high for ball four. And I know you're a bit of a healthy guy, Tyler. So what is your style of drink? Like what is something carbonated that is being poured for you on a hot day where you can just sort of just chill and read a book or sit by the lake?
Oh, man, I go for a variety. I drink about any soda pop I can get my hands on. I'm having an orange soda right now.
Oh, nice. An orange crush.
Yes, sir, actually. Orange Sunkist.
Ooh, there you go, Sunkist. There's a term I haven't heard, something I haven't had in a while. Pitch is taken inside for ball one. Question is, though, how do soda makers know what orange actually tastes like?
You know, it doesn't taste anything like orange, but I'll take it. I don't know. The Sunkist got some good flavors. Me and my daughter drink them. She gets me off the caffeine.
That's good. 1-0. Here's Weaver. Sets and delivers to Crosetti. Taking a low for ball two. Skipped briefly by the catcher, Tejada, but able to keep it in front and prevents Vela from scoring. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Take it on the outside corner for a strike.
What's your go-to, Ethan?
Ooh, that's a good one. See, I'm a Mexican Coke guy with tacos.
Ooh.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Yeah, no, nothing like a... Because the ones that are made in Mexico use real, like, cane sugar. But there's also this one that they used to sell at the food trucks when I was in community college called Incas.
Ooh, okay.
It's weird. It kind of tastes like the mixture of cotton candy and bubble gum.
Hmm.
Two hits to Crosetti. That's bouncing the dirt for ball three. And so, for Crosetti, with a 3-2 count, his team trailing by one run, trying to put something hard in play and give his team the lead. Weaver, he sets, winds and fires the 3-2 pitch, swung on, lifted into shallow right field, slicing foul, and out of play. Three balls and two strikes. Man, we got some jumpy fans sitting next to us. That would have actually benefited Crosetti, because boy, oh boy, that was hit into that right field alleyway. If that ball had been caught, that could have been a sacrifice fly plus two. Three balls and two strikes the count. With Giacomo Crosetti and the bases loaded. Weaver. He sets. Winds and fires the 3-2 pitch. High fastball. Swung on and misses strike three. And down goes Crosetti. And so Crosetti, pulling out a fastball above his chest, just rode up in on him. And for Weaver, making a critical pitch. And now the Novato Knicks, one out away from parrying the Colt 45s and keeping it a one-run lead. And now here's Trey Thomas, who's been hitting well lately. Pitch to Thomas. That's taken down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. Plenty of young little leaguers out here today, seeing a mixture of the junior Giants uniforms. 1-0 pitch swung on, and that ball is hit softly high into center. Under it, ranging to his left a couple of steps and making the catch is Hancock, and that ends the inning. So the running Colt 45s get the bases loaded with one out, but no runs to show for it. A fly out from Thomas and a strikeout from Crosetti. No runs, one hit. All three left stranded. And at the end of three innings, the Reading Colt 45s trail the Novato Knicks 3-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Nolan Ryan, he's a hero to us all. Nolan Ryan, he stands straight, he stands tall. He don't mess around, boys. He just throws a mean fastball.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Top of the fourth inning we go, and here is Hancock to lead things off, facing Cabral. That's delivered away for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. So for Cabral, facing off against Hancock, who singled in his first at bat, hits a grounder to short. Up with it is Thacker. Thacker throws across his body to first, takes care of the quick-footed Hancock, and there's one away. So again, it's been such a fun year, you know, getting to know these players, getting to, you know, find the backstories of these ball players and getting to see where they go next. And, you know, it's also been fun getting to hang out with you. You know, when Liam told me, he's like, man, you got the baseball head, your producer version. I was like, no way, man. There's nobody who can like match my energy. Well, you know what, Tyler? You've done a great job of that. And you know what? Hoping to maybe continue broadcasting more sports here on the network in the seasons to come, possibly.
Yeah, that's what I hope so, too. It's been a lot of fun. And, like, you know, I just, you know, it's really interesting to hear from somebody who's a journalist. And I just come from the fans' perspective. That's why I think we make a good mix.
One ball and one strike. And, again, I think all journalists, before they were journalists, were fans. And I'm still a fan to some degree. 1-1 pitch inside for ball two. And that hit Dan Boutwell. And Fowler's been having himself a bit of a rough night behind home plate. That hit him on the left hand, and because he's wearing all that padding in this heat, he's been a guy who has been constantly getting ice on his back. We got to make sure that we can protect Dan Belwell at all costs. You know, so much is, been made about, umpires and the need for them. There's actually a refereeing shortage right now going not just in California, but across the country. So if you're looking to maybe help your community, I would definitely suggest, and also if you think that you can do it better, get out here, try to umpire. Maybe do some basketball. Get some cardio in. It's good fun, and you'd be helping out the community for sure. And we thank Mr. Batwell for what he does. 2-1 pitch is, 2-2 pitch on the outside corner for strike three. And down goes Cronin. Umpire, it looked like there was two strikes, and now we're going to get a double confirmation here. All right. There we go. Here's the TG miss. That swung on a miss for strike three. So we had the wrong count at first. It was 2-2, but this time it's a straight fastball that takes care of Cronin for strike three. And now here comes Lucas Schaefer. So Schaefer with his team ahead, 3-2, trying to do something against Cabral. Here's the pitch swung on, and that's grounded to third. Up with it is Johnson. Johnson throws across his body, but he won't get there in time. The speed of Schaefer beats out the throw. He has an infield single, and the Knicks are going to continue the inning here in the top of the fourth. So, who was the person, Tyler, that got you into sports, that just got you hooked?
Oh, it was my dad. The 49ers were Super Bowl champions a month after I was born, and I never stopped looking back from there.
Mm.
1989 Super Bowl when we played against the Dolphins.
Pitch grounded to third, again off the glove of Johnson. That skips into left field for a base hit. And so for Mason Johnson, and again, that third base side has just continued to be such a toothache for the Colt 45s. I mean, not just a headache, but a toothache that just won't seemingly go away. That's now four errors that have been committed at that third base position, Tyler.
Oh, man, that's too many, and it's cost Cabral some probably an inning or two tonight. Going to have to work that bullpen.
I mean, talk about being in... Talk about working overtime. That guy might need to file with HR for some vacation time. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1. Cabral. Looking in. Takes a look at second. 0-1 pitch, that's taken away for ball one. One ball and one strike. Speaking of 90s movies, I love how Matthew McConaughey had like a small role in Angels in the Outfield, and I don't even think he talks in it, but remember that?
That movie is fabulous. That's a great movie.
1-1 pitch in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Yeah, just, such a great cast, too. I mean, you had Matthew McConaughey. You had Danny Glover. I would love to see a movie. Just imagine a comedy. Here's a 2-1 pitch inside. Maybe we need to write this up. Make a comedy about the time that Babe Ruth came to Siskiyou County and why he came here to begin with.
That would be funny,
yeah. The question is, who would you hire to play Babe Ruth?
Oh, it would have been John Goodman. I believe he did play Babe Ruth before, and he did a great job of it.
I think you might be right. I think he did play the Babe.
Jack Black could probably do a good Babe Ruth.
Oh, yeah, no, he could. Man, that's a great suggestion.
Yeah, I would pay to see that.
Playing John Madden in a biopic.
Yeah, and he's going to be great in that, and you know he will. I feel like Jack Black would do a fabulous job at Babe Ruth, just larger-than-life character like that.
Oh, he would. I mean, he is kind of like, here's the 3-2 pitch, swung on, lifted into right field, ranging to his left, under it is Norton, makes the catch in right field, and that ends the inning. So despite the single, the infield single in the air, Dylan Cabral able to get himself out of trouble once again. No runs, one hit, two men left stranded. For the Knicks, we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Reading Colt 45s trail the Novato Knicks 3-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Settle, Cole. I want to hear nothing about it ever again.
Sounds great, Ethan.
Thanks, dude. All right, so here is Mason. Oh, you back? Bottom of the fourth inning, and here is Mason Johnson as Hogan Weavers throws a tantrum into his glove. I almost said jug. What the heck? Takes away for ball one. One ball and no strikes account, so Weaver definitely a man that works off of emotion. Talking about double doubles here, and, I lost a volleyball bet to Dylan Cabral's sister, Caitlin. So, right now, a cheeseburger is being made in her honor, and that will settle the bet. Here's the 1-1 pitch, delivered a little bit low for ball two. Two balls and one strike the count. And so talk about a very athletic family. Dylan Cabral, former All-CIF Northern Section pitcher. 2-1 pitch, swung on. That ball is lifted on the infield, under it. And making the catch is Cronin, and there's one away. So Johnson goes down quietly for the second time. And here is Mackenzie Higuchi. And so for Mackenzie Higuchi, who is attending Union College in Kentucky, a couple of noted people, including Dr. Philip Allen Sharp, who was a co-recipient of the 1993 Nobel Peace Prize for medicine, takes inside for ball one. So one ball and no strikes, the count. One oh, swung on and missed. And so for Higuchi, trying to kick up the offense and get it going, try to notch one home and tie this game up. Weaver. He sets, whips and fires. 1-1 is taken high for ball two. And so for Weaver, utilized a pitching grunt last game, but not today. At least they haven't pushed him that far yet. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's taken high for ball three. And so for Weaver, the man out of Sonoma State, trying to avoid walking Higuchi, who's pretty quick on the base paths. 3-1 at the knees for a strike. And so for Higuchi, trying to keep his game plan simple, look for his pitch, the 9-ball approach taught by Bob Anderson. 3-2 pitch, swung on, hard ground ball up the middle for a base hit. Higuchi is safe at first. Nice play, at least by Amzel Carson, to keep that ball from trickling into the deep outfield. And so for Higuchi, who continues his nice week at the plate, and here is Jeremy Giesig. Cassingham, the pinch runner for Higuchi, taking way upstairs for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Boy, that pitch had its own time zone. Cassingham at first has some speed. Fakes like he's going to go. Puts on the brakes. Giesig swings over the two-seam fastball in the inside corner for a strike. One ball, one strike, one out. 3-2 in favor of the Novato Knicks in the bottom of the fourth. Weaver sets and delivers. 1-1 is sprayed up along up behind home plate and foul. One ball and two strikes the count. Giesig trying to pick up Higuchi as the Colt 45s are trying to win the season series ahead 3-2 against the Knicks. A win, though, would split the series altogether. Weaver, the pitch, is taken outside for ball two. There he goes, Cassingham. The throw to second, not in time. Cassingham chose the right pitch to go on the slider away. And so for Cassingham, in motion, five stolen bases for the Colt 45s. Here's Weaver. The 2-2 swung on, hit hard on the ground into left field for a base hit. To third goes Cassingham, and the Colt 45s are 90 feet from tying this game. And for Giesig, who came in hitting .237, been a very good defensive outfielder. And meanwhile, for Hogan Weaver, now gonna have a discussion with his head coach. So timeout is called for the moment. Meanwhile, Duff Vela is going to come to the plate. He has stolen 3 bases.
Just got to bring it up.
And so the discussion is over, and for Hogan Weaver,
well,
There's the throw to first. Pickoff throw gets by the first baseman, Cronin. Angel scores, Cassingham. Geese take to second. And the running Colt 45s take advantage of a big mistake by Hogan Weaver.
Mr. Fabulous has been asking.
And sell for Vela now. Guess that takes the pressure off them to at least tie the game, and now trying to give the 45s a lead. Takes outside for ball two, the lefty on righty matchup. Weaver, he'll set. Look at Giesig. 2-0 is swung on and missed. First strike one. Weaver. 1-1. Swung on, lifted into shallow left field, slicing foul under it and making the catch is Shimbukuru, and there's two away. So for Vela, who flies out. And now with two outs, here's Cooper Thacker. Thacker 1-for-2. Singled, was left stranded in the third inning after the Colt 45s had the bases loaded. Here's the pitch taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch, Weaver throws again, very, very high. And so the Colt 45s hanging around this Novato Knicks team, and we knew that this was going to be a tough series against these Knicks. A very experienced ball club. 1-1, that is away for ball two. Skips by the catcher, Tejada, into third, easily goes Giesig. And so, the error on the throw that scores Cassingham. And that error, by the way, brought Giesig to second, and then the wild pitch. Here's the 2-1, swung on and foul back. Two balls, two strikes. Thacker out of Chico, California, and attended Pleasant Valley, the Eastern Athletic League rival of Enterprise Shasta and Foothill, trying to bring home Giesig. 2-2, fastball, swung on, hit hard to third, but a nice play there by Shaver. The throw to first is in time to get Thacker, and that ends the inning, but the Colt 45s are able to tie the game up with a single by Mackenzie Higuchi, who comes home on a botched pickoff throw to first. And at the end of four innings, the Reading Colt 45s are tied with the Novato Knicks 3-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Raliberto's Taco Shop. Raliberto's, located on California Street, is open in the morning and nighttime. Be sure to check out their breakfast burritos, ham, chicken, sausage. Also, be sure to check out Taco Tuesday. Two tacos for $5. They serve chicken, beef, and pork. Check out Raliberto's Taco Shop on California Street.
Fans upon their feet, little ones among men, standing on their seats. Well, that would have brought up Herbal, Skeezy old pinch hit. He took a third strike looking. Officially, that was it. It was a lovely summer's morning. An off day in L.A. So thought one Doc Ellis.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Top of the fifth inning we go, and Dylan Cabral pitching well into the fifth inning, and he has done some fine work despite a couple of defensive miscues. 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away by Ansel Carson. One ball and two strikes to count. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on. Line hard and deep into right field. Going back is Norton. That is over his head and off the wall. Jogging into second is Carson and Sell, the Novato Knicks, with the man at second trying to retake the lead. And now here is Zach Coleman.
Norton gets to stand up the middle of the right field. Three to the plate. Second baseman, number 37, Zach Coleman.
And now here is Zach Coleman. Cabral. He sets. Winds and fires the pitch. That's taken on the outside corner. For a strike, 0-1 the count. I just had an idea.
You did?
Yes. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Given the fact that there isn't a regional opponent necessarily within the North State, imagine there being something called the North State World Series, where you maybe had the Tehama Bulls, you had the Chico Aces. That the Chico Aces had a collegiate team. Oh, two hits. Swung on and missed. First strike three. And down goes Coleman.
And invite the Bedford Rose.
At the end of the summer, you have two teams from the north, two teams from the south. They battle it out. And then the winners of those series advances to a championship game, and you have the North State World Series.
I would love that. Yeah. You know, I feel like it would be Medford, Humboldt, if they would grace us with their presence.
If they would grace us with if they
Jefferson State World Series, we could do it like that. Chico, Humboldt, Medford, Reading,
and the Tehama Bulls.
Yep, that's five teams. So they'd be battling for four spots.
Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on and fouled away.
That's a great idea. We should talk to Bassetti about that.
Maybe we'll see. We'll catch him on a good night.
Yeah.
0-2 the count to Joey Toddy after the strikeout by Cabral, who has six strikeouts. Cabral, the 0-2 pitch, swung on and fouled away. No balls and two strikes, wearing that number 11 in honor of his late grandfather, Monty Carmona, who was a legend in the Adult Fast Pitch Softball League. Oh, and two. Cabral. Also, Cabral, both Caitlin and Dylan, they're Dodger fans.
Of course.
course they are. Just the way they should be. First place, Brad. Talking to... Here's the 0-2 pitch. Change of rings of Taddy for strike three. Man, Dylan Cabral had that on his back pocket and able to take care of Taddy with something absolutely right. And now with two outs, the running Colt 45 is not only an out away from keeping this ball game tied, but for having the frozen fifth where ice cream is a dollar off in the fifth inning. Who doesn't like ice cream for a dollar off? Hitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Cabral sets. Winds and delivers the 0-1 pitch. That is swung on and missed. That sinker. Running away from Shima Ukuro. Oh and two, two outs, tied up at three. The 0-2 pitch swung on and a jam shot to second. Bale of Air Hurry, the third reverse is in time. Takes care of Shima Ukuro, and that ends the inning. And the Colt 45s are able to preserve the frozen fifth after the leadoff double from Ansel Carson. No runs, one hit, a man left stranded, and we are halfway home as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Colt 45s and the Novato Knicks tied up at three here on 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, KCNR.
We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and shout out to Heather Ricketts, who is a very esteemed banker. And so here is Kyle Norton to lead things off. The pitch is delivered down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. Norton hit his first home run of the season on Friday night and looking to do some damage here against Hogan Weaver. The 1-0 is taken high for ball two. Two seam, four seam, changeup and slider. The 2-0 pitch swung on and that's fouled away. Oh, watch out. There you go. I'm amazed how some of these balls get hit and how they somehow end up missing these big trucks that are just parked everywhere. Well, we're hearing an alarm go off by Safeway, so something happened somewhere. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's taken away for ball three. So three balls and one strike, and not the guy that Weaver wants to walk. And Norton, who leads the team with 24 stolen bases. Weaver, he'll set one in by the 3-1, is delivered on the outside corner for a strike.
Norton's on pace for 92 stolen bases. That's unreal. That's unreal.
Oh, yeah. And, he's another guy, too, who I feel with the right ball club, if he just gets, an invite to somewhere, maybe plays independent ball, the lights have turned on, 3-2 hits, swung on, hit hard to first, but plenty for Riley Cronin to take care of, cleans it up, touches first, and Norton is retired. One away. And so here is Hunter Reed. So Reed, a big Texas Rangers fan, and you don't need to wait until the seventh inning to tell me that the Rangers beat the Dodgers today 8-4. But hey, Muncy hit a grand slam. But yeah, no, he is a guy who dreams of possibly playing for the Texas Rangers someday. Delivered on the outside corner, missing his Weaver for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And for Reed, who is 0-for-1, struck out looking in the first inning, walked in the third. 1-0, inside and high. So for Weaver, working, trying not to give something over the plate on the inner half to Reed. 2-0, swung on and missed. That time he went straight mano-a-mano fastball to the outside corner, and Reed came up empty. Weaver, heel set. Wind and fire, the 2-1 is missed inside at the knees. So 3-1 with Giacomo Crosetti on deck. Weaver whips and delivers the 3-1, swung on and fouled away. Hard ping off the pole. So a full count. Plenty of children in the stands. So we're going to have the eighth inning lose your shoe race, as the sun has set and made it a very pleasant 85 degrees now here at the ball field. 3-2 hits, swung on, fisted up along the third base side, trying to make a diving effort is Riley Cronin, but is foul. And so, man, that was almost like a Mary Poppins effort. Just try to throw your glove, throw your umbrella after it, and try to see what happens. Three and two. Weaver. He'll set. The 3-2 pitch. Slider. Strike three called. Reed is caught looking. And for Hogan Weaver, he has been very steady today and has made the strikeouts when needed. Four strikeouts for the big fella from Wine Country. Here's the pitch. Slider, again, on the outside corner for a strike. So for the Colt 45s. Working, trying to... Another pitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. Comes slider and then change. Mixing it up is Weaver. No balls and two strikes the count. Weaver, he sets, whips and fires the 0-2 pitch, slider swung on, grounded up along the third base side and foul. Tried another slider with Crosetti, who was out in front. So no balls, two strikes, two outs for Hogan Weaver. Against Giacomo Crosetti. father, Steve, we met for the first time yesterday. OT Mitch misses inside and low. One and two, two outs for Weaver from Citrus Heights, California. Actually has a day named after him as well. 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. So there is actually Hogan Weaver Day in Citrus Heights, California. Said that he was best friends with the mayor's son and helped lead his team to a section championship at San Juan High School. 1-2 pitch. That's bounce in the dirt for ball two. So for Crescetti, trying to ride the pony here. Was down 0-2, has worked two balls and trying to make some hard contact and give this Colt 45's offense a jolt. Weaver, the 2-2 pitch, four-seamer, that's fouled away. So almost like two fencers going at it. Weaver tacking. Crescetti carrying. Weaver. Heel set. Wind and fire the 2-2 pitch. Upstairs for ball three. That changeup misses. And so now for Crescetti trying to make like a fish and hop off the reel. Was down 0-2 and now worked himself a full count. Weaver. He sets, winds and fires the 3-2 pitch. Swung on. Line hard but right at the third baseman Schaefer. Sometimes life is just not fair. And for Crescetti, hit that ball right on the screws, but right into the glove of Schaefer. No runs, no hits as the Reading Colt 45s go down quietly. And at the end of five, the Colt 45s and the Novato Knicks are tied up at three here in the concluding game of this six-game series between the two teams here on 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, KCNR.
Long gone man, hits him more than can't pretend. Swings the bat like a little lady pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie. Say hey,
say who,
swing it at the plate. Say hey,
say who,
say Willie.
Satisfy your cravings with Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Rollaberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Top of the sixth inning, and are you looking for some good Mexican food? You looking for something late night to crash on? Go to Rollaberto's Taco Shop on California Street. They serve breakfast burritos, tacos, enchiladas, and try out their desserts, churros as well. Rollaberto's Taco Shop on California Street. One ball and two strikes to count to Hancock. That's in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and two strikes, and the ball boy Mason getting it done. The 10-year-old working overtime. Somebody get that kid an Otter Pop. Here's Cabral. Winds and fires the 2-2 catch, taken away for ball three. And so the 45s deadlocked with the Knicks. 3-2 pitch, that's taken down and away for ball four. And so for Hancock, able to work himself aboard. And for the Novato Knicks, looking to spoil the 45's party. Here's the pitch to Cronin. Swung on. Little two shots a second. And there won't be a play. Wow, the Colt 45s were in double play depth instead of being in the normal position. Having to go a long way there was Vela, but he wouldn't have a play. And the ball skirts into right field. And so, with runners at first and second, Bob Anderson going to go out and talk going out to talk to Cabral, not really talk to Cabral necessarily. He was looking to make sure it looked like maybe Vela was grabbing at his groin or something, but said that he's okay. So for the Colt 45s, not a pitching visit. And now here is Caleb Schaefer, he's on the Reading Colt 45s. Here's Lucas Schaefer, who hit two home runs last night. Cabral delivers, pitch in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Hard chopper over the head of Johnson for a base hit. Rounding third is Hancock. He will score. Holding it second is Cronin. And the Reading Colt 45s once again failed the Novato Knicks 4-3. And so, for Cabral, this might be the end of his rope right now. He's gone five innings. It's been solid work so far. Three earned runs allowed. And again, with no outs, very dangerous position right now with Nico Tejada coming to the plate. Tune in next week for the final series of the season as the Reading Colt 45s will take on Sacramento New Baseball Order. Friday's game will start at 7:10, along with Saturday's game also at 7:10, and then a 6 p.m. start on Sunday. So for Cabral, with his team trailing 4-3, trying to minimize the damage against Nico Tejada. First pitch, chop to third. Johnson, the turn to second, to first for one. The throw to first, double play. Maybe even had a chance to get the lead runner at third, but instead opts for the double play. And so, just what the doctor ordered, fans were actually thinking he could have maybe had a chance to apply the tag on Cronin, but who knows, maybe if he applies that tag, if he even gets the ball to first. So I think he made the right play, Tyler.
Absolutely, and with how much of an adventure it's been over there at third base, it's probably best we take the safe outs.
Yeah. Even hoping for a triple play, but not for the sake of possibly turning it into, as we like to call it, Bugs Bunny baseball.
Yeah,
so
Bugs Bunny baseball. Hey, that's our thing, by the way. I've never heard that before, ever before.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. I'm gonna credit that one to you fully when your Wikipedia page is written.
Thanks.
Invented the term Bugs Bunny baseball. Two balls and no strikes now to Joey Loveless. Cabral sets, winds in, delivers 2-0, swung on and missed. And of course, you like that Bugs Bunny ice cream as well, right? The vegan kind.
Oh, I love those ones.
With the cherry gumballs.
Oh man, those are solid.
2-1, sinker finds the inside corner. First strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two out. 4-3 in favor of the Novato Knicks.
Another solid vegan choice is those creamsicles, the orange creamsicles. Not real cream. Beautiful stuff.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. That ball is lifted behind home plate and foul. Two balls, two strikes, two out. The Colt 45s gave up a run on a 5-4-3 double play that brought home Hancock, who got on base on a leadoff walk, followed by a single from Riley Cronin. 3-2. Cabral trying to go the distance and finish off the sixth inning. Cabral, he'll set the 3-2 pitch, taken inside at the knees for ball four, and so the inning continues, and for Cabral now, things just got a little bit more hairy. Runners at the corners, and here is Ansel Carson, who tagged him for a double in his last at bat. First pitch, swung on, lifted along the first base side, and foul. Oh, and one, the count, with two outs. Cabral into Carson, the 0-1. That's missed inside. And so for Cabral, again, you know, just, he's been good. Hasn't been great, but he's been good enough to get some ground balls and struck out six batters as well. Again, it's been a tough day defensively, too, with the two errors. 1-1 pitch on the outside corner for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Cabral sets, and now he has runner caught into a pickle. He's trying to tag him out. Instead, it's been a run is going to score. Tagging out is Loveless, but the running Colt 45s allow a run to score after Riley Cronin comes home getting themselves caught into an intentional pickle. And now what are they going to say? Are they going to say that Cabral didn't step off and they're going to call him for a balk, it looks like?
What?
Cabral is called for a balk, and so not only is that run going to score, but the second is Loveless because they're going to say that Cabral didn't step off. And so it's a 5-3 lead in favor of the Novato Knicks with Ansel Carson still holding the bat. And again, we're looking through the netting, and so it's kind of hard in some ways to tell whether he did or he didn't. He had plenty of time, and Cabral's a pro. Heck, he's been coaching this game. But instead, a balk is called, and so Loveless is at second after what looked like him being cut into a pickle and tagged out. That balk scores Cronin, who is at third. And now the Colt 45s had their work cut out for them a little bit offensively. Now trailing 5-3. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is lifted along the first base side and foul.
Yes, Grills, an iconic hit.
And out of play. That, once again, was near my car. Maybe I should pick a different parking spot, but no damage done. One ball, two strikes, 5-3. A run being scored on a balk and a double play. roll. Sets, winds in, delivers the 1-2 pitch. Strike three called. Hip high fastball. Rings up Carson, and that ends the inning. Seven strikeouts for Dylan Cabral, but the Novato Knicks do the damage needed as they score two runs on a double play that brought home Hancock and then a bizarre balk that allows Riley Cronin to score from third on a pickle attempt to try and get Joey Loveless. Two runs on two hits, a man left, and at the end of 5.5, the Colporty Buzz trail the Novato Knicks 5-3 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Tyler Chapman, you're fired up back there, buddy. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Colporty Vibes trailing 5-3, and we have ourselves a new pitcher. And I believe that could be Zach Coleman. No, not Zach Coleman. To Knicks. Yep. So we'll get the new pitcher here. And it is Austin Waltz from the College of Marin. So the College of Marin.
The only prescription is not trouble.
And so the Colt 45. So Austin Walsh going to be coming in, and another pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. So College of Marin in the Bay Area, a community college in Marin County. 0-1 pitch on the outside corner. That finds the mark for strike two. So College of Marin, originally founded in 1926 and home of the, what is one of 105 community colleges in California. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Slider missing inside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Here's a fun fact. Robin Williams did theater at College Marin back in 1971. Two pitches swung on and missed.
Oh, man.
Strike three, and down goes Trey Thomas. And, man, rest in peace, Robin Williams. That is one of the few celebrities where I cried myself to sleep when he died.
Yeah, not a lot. You know, ironically, the only celebrity I've ever felt for when they died, you're not gonna believe it. He killed me in 2002, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. You said 2002. You mean 2021.
No, no, no. I mean, he killed me in 2002, but I felt like I lost somebody when Kobe died. And it's because all of a sudden I wasn't a kid anymore. I realized I was a grown-up and we were contemporaries somehow, and he passed away.
We were 12 years old, and whether you loved him or you hated him, he was still a figure. And the thing with me is that I actually got to I didn't coach against him necessarily, but when I was coaching AU basketball down in Los Angeles, he would be at the map. Here's the 0-1 pitch, one, and that ball is hit high and deep into left center, going back near the warning track at the wall, and making the catch is Shimbukuro, and there's two away. And so for Johnson, who gives that ball a ride, but just not far enough. And with two outs, here's Mackenzie Higuchi. But yeah, I'd see Kobe. And the thing is, because we were coaches on the same floor, you know, you kind of viewed him as an equal. You didn't stop by and ask for an autograph. That was for the kids, you know. And I was foolish enough to think that maybe one day I'd write a biography on him. So sad. And again, what's also sad was the fact that, you know, you had the Orange Coast Community College baseball coach on that fatal flight with his daughter. Just a tragedy. That's all I'm going to say about that.
It truly was.
1-0 to Higuchi. Taken at the knees for a strike. One ball and one strike to count. Was Robin Williams in any baseball movies?
No, but he was a very big Giants fan. I do know that for a fact.
1-1 pitch. That's bouncing the dirt for ball two.
He loved
it. I know that he was in Flubber. There was a basketball scene in Flubber where they used the Flubber as the performance enhancers to make the basketball players jump like 30 feet off the ground.
I love Flubber. And Robin Williams loved Barry Bonds. He didn't have any two words about it. Loved Barry Bonds.
2-1 pitch. Fastball taken away for ball three. Gotta say, my favorite Robin Williams movie, Patch Adams.
That's a good one.
Yeah. What's cool, too, is that one of Patch Adams' physical clinics is actually in Palisadro.
Oh,
the Consumed Height Clinic. 3-1 pitch, swung on, lift along the first base side, and foul. Yep, so just things you learn about the North State, the Consumed Height Clinic in Palisadro, in the real-life Patch Adams' namesake. 3-2 pitch, swung on, hit hard, up the middle, knocking the glove out of Austin's hands, and that'll go for a base hit. For Austin Welsh's hands. So Welsh, with a rude greeting, with two outs from Mackenzie Higuchi, who is 2-for-3, and man, he is having himself a very, very good weekend. And with two outs, let's see what Jeremy Giese can do as he represents the tying run. Mason Cassingham at first, going on the first pitch. That ball is in the dirt for ball one, and Cassingham is going to steal second. Six stolen bases now for the Reading Colt 45s, but only three runs to show for it. 1-0. Welsh, heel set, one in front of the 1-0. Fastball, swung on, hit up the middle off of Welsh, and then under the glove of the second baseman, Coleman. In the score is Cassingham, and the Colt 45s only trail by one run now.
How about the bottom of the lineup producing tonight?
Yeah, the bottom of the lineup producing tonight indeed. Combined, they are 3-for-5 with Giesig. Kind of weird on that one because he hit the ball hard. It deflected off of the leg of Welsh, but then under the glove. I hate to do this, but I feel like that's an error. But
I was going to mark it down as an error, too, but I gave the boy a hit.
Yeah. Well, either way, putting contact and...
still an RBI, no matter how you look at it.
For unit, still an RBI indeed. Kid just taking for a strike. There goes D-Sig, and he steals second. That's now seven stolen bases for the 45s. They are off and running here. And now the tying run in scoring position at second. Can Vela bring him in? He has drawn two walks today. And his flied to left. 0-1. Waved at him. It's a strike two. Man, pulling the string cheese with that change up there. Is Welsh in the count is 0-2. Man, Vela was betting fastball all the way and got fooled. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and bounced to third over the head of the first baseman Cronin. In to score is D-Sig on a bad hump single into right field, and the Colt 45s finally see the equation even out for itself after what seemed to be a long night of hard hit balls into the Knicks' glove. And for Vela, who, man, had such a rough night yesterday, that really felt good for him to come up with that big base hit. Tied up at five, still looking for more. There goes Vela on the first pitch. The throw to second, not in time. And now the Colt 45s are feasting on Tejada on the base pass. That is eight stolen bases. It is 5-5 in favor, or tied up. It's a little slow there on the scoreboard a little bit. One ball and no strikes now to Cooper Thacker, a man who likes to build computers on his off time, has built 11. Single-handedly takes low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Play some of those fun 80s and 90s video games like Worm, and there's the one called Biz 2 with the tanks. 2-0 pitch in the dirt for ball three. There goes Vela, the throw to third in time, and Vela is tagged out. Thought he got under the tag. Well, with the Colt 45s having as much success as they were having against Tejada, you might as well take the risk while you have it with the game tied, and instead Vela is thrown out trying to steal third, but the Colt 45s get two back on an RBI single from, a bunt. An error at second. D-Sig then later comes home on an RBI single by Dusty Vela. And at the end of six innings, the Reading Colt 45s and the Novato Knicks are tied up at five here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Catfish on the mound. Back to the umpire says that I have to go back and sit down.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop. Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Top of the seventh inning. Hey, it'll be Caleb. I think that might actually be Ryan. Here is Zach Coleman. The pitch to Coleman, that swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Davis. That's taken away for ball one. 1-1 delivered, slider away. And so the Colt 45s going into their bullpen after six innings of work by Dylan Cabral, allowed four earned runs. 2-1 pitch, fastball, snap to the outside corner for strike two. Two swung on and fouled at the plate. It's been a great season, and once again, glad. Here's the 2-2 hit, slider lifted along the first base side and foul, out of play. Two balls, two strikes, no out. Davis lines and fires the 2-2 pitch. Slider, strike three, call. And that takes care of Coleman, who is 0-for-4 on the night. And now here is Joey Caddy.
Number 32, Joey Caddy.
Shout out to Terry Cabral Alvarez, who is listening from her car on her drive back from Napa. 0-1 the count. 0-1 pitch, down and in the dirt. One one slider for ball two. So two balls and one strike in for Davis, trying to keep this game locked up, looking to pound the strike zone. 2-1 pitch, swung on, and a liner into left field. Giving chase on the liner and making the catch is Giesig for two outs. Nice play for Giesig as that ball is hit very well, a sinking liner, and he had to come some ways in a short period of time to make the catch. And now there's two outs. So nice play there from Giesig, who has made his living defensively. Pitch is taken inside for ball one to Ryan Chimabukuro.
Remember your boy Cody Bellinger, how he couldn't hit a couple years ago, but they still kept him in the lineup for things like that right there. He's still a premier defensive center fielder.
Yes, he is, and he's having a good year with the Cubs. Proud of him, man. Sometimes all we need is a change of atmosphere, and you know what? Chicago's a great place to have a career.
Absolutely.
1-1 pitch, swung on and fouled away. Man, how did How did Chicago end up letting go of Greg Maddux back in that day?
Oh, man, I don't know. And Atlanta was just unfair. They should have won 5 World Series. They only won 1, and that was the biggest choke job, I think, in sports history because they were stacked, man.
Once you hit, swung on and fouled away.
Shout out to the crime dog, former Atlanta Brave, getting in the Hall of Fame with Scott Rowland.
2 out. Also, another shout out to Katie Rossiter Wood, our favorite dental hygienist. And speaking of dentistry, he rearranges the back of Shima Bukuro for strike 3. Davis puts him down in order. And now it's time for the 7th inning stretch where we're going to get God Bless America sing and then take me out to the ball game. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Anyway.
Let's see Rick Massetti sing for us.
And beside her, and I, through the night that I suffer, from the mountain to the river, to the ocean, I could fall. America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Comes down, swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground. Now the little boy doesn't say a word. Picks up his ball. He is undeterred. Says I.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including 2 crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Yottam Winds are picking up and playing the jazz flute is my man Tyler Chapman. It's time to go around the horn. What happened in baseball today besides the fact the Dodgers lost 8-4 to the Rangers?
Well, the NL West didn't have a good day because the Tigers beat the Padres 3-1. The Yankees beat the Royals 8-5. The Nationals took care of my Giants 6-1. Phillies 8-5 over the Guardians. Marlins 3-2 over the Rockies. That's 5 teams in the NL West all losing. 5-3 for the Orioles over the Rays. 7-3 for the Reds over the Diamondbacks. Braves 4-2 over the Brewers. Twins 5-4 over the White Sox. Cubs 7-2 over the Cardinals. The Dodgers losing to the Rangers 8-4. Angels.
Hey, I already said that part.
I know you did. Angels 7-5 over the Pirates. We have the Astros beating the lowly Athletics 3-2. 4-3 for Matt Chapman and the Blue Jays over the Mariners, and 6-1 for the Red Sox over the Mets. Back to you.
Nice. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Cooper Dyer, who hits a screaming line drive in the center field to lead things off. Boy, Welsh, good thing he ducked on that one. That ball was hit very hard.
Right fielder, number 25, Kyle Morgan.
And so for Kyle Norton, who is up to bat. And for Norton, the left-handed hitter, throw to first, leaning very momentarily, but diving back is Thacker. And so for Thacker, man, I don't think he gets a prize because he came into the season so lately, but, you know, he's a guy who, again, has really impacted this ball club late. Almost picked up a little bit for players missing, like Brett Dingus, who was here at the beginning of the year and was solid. 0-1 to Norton, who showed butt and then put it back in his lightsaber hold. Another throw to first. So trying to keep Thacker corralled. And again, the Colt 45s have stolen 8 bases today. So again, the Knicks trying to eliminate that problem the best that they can. There goes Thacker. He takes in the dirt for ball one. The throw to second, not in time. That is now 9 stolen bases. The Colt 45s are off and running and now has the go-ahead run in scoring position. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled away. Boy, that was right where Norton wanted it in his wheelhouse. Groin high on the inner half. Just missed it. 1-2. Thacker at second. Tied up at 5. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on. Oh, man. If I was only Will Chamberlain, I probably could have gotten that foul ball. Maybe even Victor Wembanyama. Hey, did you see that new court that the Sacramento Kings unveiled?
No, I didn't. I have to check it out.
Oh, it's a 4D court. You got to check it out.
All right, I'll look at it right now.
Yeah, it's pretty high tech. All I know is I got to get me out to a Kings game just to watch the Lakers beat them again in the playoffs.
Oh, man. I don't even want to think about that. I'll have nightmares.
No, you're fine. I've actually adopted the Kings a little bit. Definitely better than the Clippers. 1-2 pitch, swung on, and that ball's out of the way. Do we have an athlete in the building? Oh, concession stands. Better watch out. And Miss Patty Bassetti was framed half to death. Oh, boy. We can't lose the boss, Patty. Patty Bassetti. The wife of Rick Bassetti. That's why we got a tent and pointing at the mark where the ball left a mark on the tent. Good thing they have it. Here's Norton. It's a slow roller. Up with it under and the throw to first in time. Oh, no. Oh, no. He was safe. Marty Bassetti, the first base coach, saw it for himself. He is beside himself. Norton was saved by a step and a half. And meanwhile, the swinging bunt, you might call it, brings Thacker over to third. But boy, instant replay. If that were to take that to New York, he would be safer than 5 seconds.
Man, talk about bad luck for Norton.
Yeah, he is 0-4, and he should have one hit, maybe two.
Yeah.
Definitely should have had a hit there. And now here's Hunter Reed. The pitch to Reed. That's taken down and away for ball one. Infield is in. Corners at the grass. One of pitch. That is a slider missing down and away for ball two. 2-1. Pacetti explaining the politics of umpiring in the Brotherhood. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Taken on the outside corner for a strike. Again, though, it's not an easy job. I would encourage more people to give it to try it. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Slider away for ball three. You know, we've had such a shortage of umpires, and I've got sort of a solution to maybe that. If you get thrown out of the game, if I were the president, you, as a parent, if you got thrown out, would not be allowed to go back into a game unless you umpired.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. We'd get a lot of umpires that way.
3-1 pitch in the dirt for ball four. Or you may get a lot of people to quit the league. I don't know. There's always a flip side to... There's always a flip side to those things. So meanwhile, trying to walk is Hunter Reed. And so with runners at the corners, we're going to have a new pitcher come in for Austin Welsh. So Welsh So we're going to have ourselves a new pitching change here, and we'll find out who it is when we return here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Rollaberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
On the bottom of the seventh inning, the Reading Colt 45s, 90 feet from putting the go-ahead run, from scoring the go-ahead run, and here is Giacomo Crosetti. So for Crosetti, he will be facing Nico Tejada, another Sonoma State player. And so for Sonoma State, called the Seawolves, originally called the Cossacks due to the Russian settlements that were in the area back in the 1800s, taken inside for ball one, one ball and no strikes accounts. So for Tejada, who started the day catching, 1-0 pitch. Here it is, swung on, grounded to short, bobbled, out of recording at second, the throw to first, not in time. In to score is Thacker, and the Colt 45s lead 6-5. And so, Crosetti, able to pick up the run, batted in. And throw to first, back on the bag goes Crosetti. Mason Cassingham hitting for Trey Thomas. There goes Cassingham on the pitch. That's outside the throw to second. Not in time. That's now 10 stolen bases for the Reading Colt 45s. That is Corsetti's 11th stolen base now. Pitch taken a little high for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. And again, leading the Colt 45s in stolen bases is Kyle Norton with 24. Cassingham with two outs, trying to show what he can do. Taken inside for ball three. Three balls and no strikes, and Mason Johnson is on deck. So the two Masons, Mason Cassingham and then Mason Johnson. Tejada winds into their 3-0 pitch. Straight fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Tejada looks in, looks at second. The 3-1 pitch, straight fastball to the outside corner for strike two. And so for Cassingham, can he come up with the swing and put some padding on this lead? Hold 45 ahead, 6-5 here in the bottom of the seventh. 3-2 pitch to Cassingham, swung on and grounded to second. Oh, it took a funky hop off the dirt, the throw to first, in time! Cassingham, running hard, didn't stop hustling, and able to beat the throw from second. Boy, you gotta love the hustle from that 18-year-old. That was old-school Johnny Bench style. He did not stop speeding, and just like that, the Colt 45s keep the inning going with runners at the corners. And now here is Mason Johnson. Boy, I mean, through and through, this kid has just been a winner. And now Cassingham is going to try to get himself into a rundown, and now he's telling, yo, man, somebody's got to go. The throw to second, not in time. The throw home, though. Not in time! The double steal works! Cassingham threw the throw! Corsetti scores! It's 7-5! 45s! And that is now 12 stolen bases!
Boy, you know, Cassingham has been having a heck of a game considering he hasn't even swung the bat but once. He's already got three stolen bases and he accounts for a base hit, too. Excellent work.
12 stolen bases for the Reading Colt 45s. And just in case, here's the pitch taken inside at the hip. So hula hoop, ball one. Here's the 1-0 kid, swung on, lined it to short up, but then leaping, making a catch is Carson, and that ends the inning. But the Colt 45s manufacture two runs on an exciting, exhilarating double steal. Two runs come across, and we go to the top of the eighth inning. The 45s lead the Novato Knicks 7-5 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
And when he swung his bat, the crowd went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball. Satchel Paige is mellow, so is Caponello. New will come at Dobie too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is...
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Jack. Top of the eighth inning we go. The Colt 45s leading 7-5. Oh, boy. That ball has popped up very, very high. Under it is Higuchi. Locates, snow comes, and makes the catch. What a play by Mackenzie Higuchi with the grab, and there's one away. Boy, that ball looks very, very troubling. Lost in the jet blue sky for a second. Got under it. Bobbled it a little bit and still came away with 2 feet with the grab. And so, with one away and for Mason Cassie, man, talk about leadership, not quitting on the play, running hard, getting what the 45s need. He has 4 stolen bases, and meanwhile, the Colt 45s will have 12 stolen bases. If they were a major league team, they would have broken the national record for the most stolen bases in a game. The magic number that they're maybe trying to hit tonight, if they can, is 15.
Wow.
Set by the New York Highlanders, who eventually became the New York Knicks, or not the New York Knicks, the New York Yankees.
Yeah, that one, New York Yankees. Spike Lee's team, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the New York Highlanders stole 15 bases in 1911. 2-1 pitch, that's missed down for ball three. 3 balls and 1 strike to Riley Cronin. Pitch swung on, ground ball down the third baseline. That's a fair ball into the corner. Into second is Riley Cronin, and for the Novato Knicks, not going down quietly as they bring the tying run to the plate in Lucas Schaefer. So Lucas Schaefer comes to the plate. He hit 2 home runs yesterday and working on Kyle Davis. Here's the pitch. Slider taken a little high for ball one. 1 ball and no strikes the count. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Snapped a little bit low for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes the count. Oh, man, it has been a rough night for Dan Boutwell, has already had to warn fans about their banter and chatter. Oh, boy, and now, oh, a fan's been ejected! A fan has been ejected and has been asked to sit in the parking lot! A fan has just been ejected behind home plate, and Dan Boutwell, with his hands on his hips, not going to start the game until the misses in question is gone.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Dan Boutwell exerting his executive authority over this one, Supreme Court style. Here's the 2-0 hit, swung on and fouled away.
Any intel on what she did, pal?
The intel is this. She was bantering and arguing balls and strikes, and she got thrown out like she was a manager in the ball game. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Outside for ball three. Wild pitch goes to the back sum and into third. Goes thrown in. Boy, oh boy, it's not a Sunday without some Sunday church drama here at Tiger Field. And boy, oh boy, can't believe we just witnessed that. A fan being ejected. She did not swear. She did not curse. She simply exerted her First Amendment right to argue. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two.
The great thing about the First Amendment, it can be exercised in the ball yard or in the parking lot. She's turned into 1460 AM KCNR. Catch the rest of the game.
Here's the 3-2 hits. Yes, she can. Lady, whoever you are that got ejected, maybe we can talk to the... Should we dare go talk to the woman that got ejected?
If you are the lady who got ejected, please call in to KCNR at 605-4567. Again, if you are the lady who got ejected, please call in.
3-2 hits. Swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Schaefer. He may not be the beer batter, but he could be the discount water batter. And we might need some discount water to cool everybody's emotions. Boy, it's been a fun one. Patty nearly gets hit with a foul ball tonight. We have a lady getting thrown out. Hopefully she's stuck around to at least watch the game from home plate. Boy, we're going to try to track her down and try to see if we can get an inside exclusive.
I would love that.
Yeah. Maybe we might get ejected too. Huh? Man, summer collegiate baseball, boy, we take things very seriously here in Reading. And now here is Nico Tejada, the tying run at third. Here's the pitch, swung on, broken bat, flare, sweeping catch by Cooper Spector! What a play! Boy, that ball was hit very hard, and Cooper Thacker, with every bit of his 5'10" frame, jumped up like Superman and made a dazzling catch for the third out. Wow! Cooper Thacker with an absolute web gem. And the Colt 45s leave a runner stranded at third. We go to the bottom of the third inning, bottom of the eighth inning. The Reading Colt 45s ahead of the Novato Knicks 7-5 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Well, bottom of the eighth inning, and we decided to nix the interview and keep it about the baseball. Bottom of the eighth inning, and here is Mackenzie Higuchi. He will lead things off.
you know, tough way for a fan to go out, but the Colt Marty Bystry living off of the energy of Tiger Field tonight. And now here is Mackenzie Higuchi. So Mackenzie Higuchi will lead things off, followed by Jeremy Giesig and then Dusty Vela. Colt Marty Bystry ahead 7-5 on a dazzling display of speed for the 45s as the pitch is taken on the inside corner for strike one, who have stolen 12 bases, which if they get at least three more will tie the major league record. 0-1 pitch grounded up along the third base side and foul.
So who do you got for player of the game here on the offensive side?
Oh man, this is tough. It's been a bit of a day of peanut butter and
I say we got to get the left to Cassingham. He's got three stolen bases and a base hit.
Yeah, that's where I'm leaning, but the game is still not over yet.
Let's
so
go.
We'll,
yep.
we'll think about it. It's still too close to call. And we don't need to bring up any political superlatives.
No, not at all.
No balls in two strikes count. Boy, everybody's hot. You just need to jump in the pool and relax. And you know what? Shout out to Dan Boutwell for coming out here and doing a very, very hard job. It is not easy. But I also believe, too, that there have been worse things who've gotten ejected for as well. One, no balls and two strikes. The pitch to Higuchi, slider, just a little bit off the plate for ball one. One ball and two strikes with Jeremy Giesig on deck. Came home and scored on that double steal. 1-2 pitch to Higuchi. That swung on and missed for strike three. Tejada takes care of Higuchi, who is 2-for-4 on the night. And with one out, here is Jeremy Giesig. Yeah, right now I am leaning toward passing him. I mean, that hustle play really ignited this crowd. I mean, this was, you know, you have a 5-5 ball game, but just the hard hustle down the first base line and then the smart, the wherewithal to keep himself in the play, not just to get himself in the pickle, but to stay safe at second and allow Crisetti to score. Took a bit of a something out of the Novato Knicks playbook, because that's how they scored their fifth run.
That is what they did. And that's what Thacker did the other day, too. Kind of similar situation.
Here's the 0-1 pitch to Giesig. Slider swung on and lifted softly into shallow right field. Under it and making the catch as the second baseman, and there's two out. So Giesig, who finishes the day 0-for-3, and now here is Dusty Vela. Who singled. And has a run batted in. Here's the pitch to Vela, a little inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Tejada looking in. As it'll be Joey Loveless to lead things off, followed by Enzel Carson and then Zach Coleman. 1-0 high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. I just want to see this team get to 15 stolen bases now. They got 12. Why not try to go the distance with this night of stolen bases? Once again, the New York Highlanders hold the record in 1911. 2-0 pitch. Swung on, lifted foul up along
the third base side and out of play. That hit him.
Oh.
Hit a trash can. 2-1 with two outs. Bottom of the eighth inning in the final game of what has been a six-game series between the Novato Knicks and the Colt 45s. Very entertaining games. 2-1 pitch swung on and fouled away. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 7-5 in favor of the Reading Colt 45s. Yes. 2-2 is away for ball three. Three balls and one strike for Vela. And if he gets aboard, it'll be Cooper Thacker. Tejada, the 3-1 pitch. That's taken up and in for ball four. And so the stolen bases record is 12. Can they get to 15? That was the National League record. I can figure Vela is at least good for two, so that would put him at 14. Now can Thacker get aboard?
The Vela's having himself a game too. Three walks and three stolen bases. Man.
So the first and back on the bag. Here's the throw to second in time, and Dusty Vela is thrown out for the third out, so the Colt 45s won't hit the magic number 15. However, they do have 12 stolen bases, and more importantly, the lead. We go to the top of the ninth inning. Can the Colt 45s win the season series against the Novato Knicks? We'll find out. We're going to the top of the ninth. The 45s beat the Knicks 7-5 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Raliberto's Taco Shop on California Street. Be sure to check out their enchiladas, tostadas, burritos, tacos, and plates filled with beans, rice, and your choice of beef. They also do fried chimichangas as well. Check out Raliberto's in the morning or at night when you need something great and filling and healthy to eat. You've been listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today?
Satisfy your cravings with Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Raliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Top of the ninth inning we go. Hope 45 is ahead. 7-5 on a night where they stole 12 bases. Here's the pitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike the count to Joey Loveless. He'll be followed by Anzel Carson and then Zach Coleman. 1-1, swung on, rolled up along the third base side. Up with it is Johnson. The throw diverts in time. Johnson able to take care of business at third. And there's one away. The Colt 45s two outs from winning the series. Here's the pitch taken on the outside corner for a strike. Yeah, it'd be great to have some of those players from Texas A&M. A bunch of guys that throw 96 to 97 miles an hour. But Texas A&M, Texarkana just as well. 0-1 the count. To Carson, delivered on the outside corner for strike two. No balls and two strikes the count.
Yeah, all they do.
This is actually Hunter Reed. Reed delivers the 0-2 pitch, swung on, lifted into left field in the corner down the line, giving chase to Giesing. He makes the catch, and the Colt 45s are one out away from winning the series against the Knicks. So Hunter Reed, the two-way player, trying to show what he can do in a closing situation. And here is Zach Coleman. Reed, he'll set, wind and fire the pitch. Swung on, lined up along the first base side off the protective netting and foul. 0-1.
Sellers and servicers of Dodge Lincoln Ford, Ram, Hyundai, Nissan vehicles in the Grand Reading area. They're also in the neighborhood.
Reed. All good. Police officer showed up from Reading Police and I got a little. A little bit nervous, not for me, but for other people.
For that lady?
Nope. She's just here to enjoy the game.
Oh, good.
Getting hugs with his family. That's good. Thanks for supporting us, whatever your name is. 1-1 pitch on the outside corner for a strike. One ball and two strikes. Reed trying to pick up the save. One strike away against Coleman. Reed sets the 1-2 pitch, slider tails away for ball two. Here's the 2-2 pitch, slider taken away for ball three. So for Reed, trying not to let him off the hook. Reed sets the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. That's the ball game. The Reading Colt 45s rally from a 3-1 deficit in game number three and used two runs, including a double steal in the seventh inning to come back and beat the Novato Knicks. 7-5. Tonight's player of the game will be Mason Cassingham for his role in providing that infield single, and then the gutsy move to get himself caught, and then not caught, to allow Crosetti to come home. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back in just a few moments here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I want to be yours, pretty baby.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Reading, Colts 45, player of the game, Mason Cassingham. I mean, what a wild one, Mason.
Yeah.
Your team steals 12 bases. You're behind pretty much throughout until that sixth inning. Let's talk about the infield single, though. I mean, that looked like a routine grounder, and yet you just would not stop hustling, and it provided your team a jolt.
I always just hustle everything out because there's always a chance, especially in, like, school ball. I would beat out a lot of ground balls, and that's just like I like to hustle for everything. And I like to always work my hardest.
What did you see there? Is you had Crosetti at third base and almost trying to take a play out of the Novato Knicks book a little bit, but he didn't really get going until you were almost tagged out. But what'd you see on that play? And What did you think of the results?
Well, my coach actually gave me the sign to do it because we've talked about it a lot. And when we were up in Medford, we did it a lot, stole some runs. And our coach told me to do it, and so I did my best with it and ended up succeeding. And we scored a run, and I was safe at second. So it provided us with a two-run lead over a one, which it worked out.
Was that the intent for Crosetti to break late just long enough for you to find yourself in the right scenario? Because he was, it almost kind of looked like he was very short at the base at first and didn't really start to tread out until you were almost at second.
Well, the plan on that is to try to steal a run. Like, we'll trade an out for a run almost every time.
Yeah.
So my plan is to stay in the pickle for as long as possible and then get him to score. But he did a good job reading the pitcher because the pitcher kept looking back and forth. So when he took that second look at me and started walking towards me, it took off, which was good on Grissetti.
For sure. Well, congratulations. I mean, beating a very tough Novato Knicks team that really gave you guys a tough day on Saturday. To come back from a loss like that, what was sort of the mindset going in after they hit four home runs on you?
Well, I think we had a bad game overall, and I think we just had to flush it away and get back to ourselves. Because I think yesterday we took them lightly, which we shouldn't have done, because every team's beatable at any point. So I think like today we actually we stayed within ourselves and played the baseball we know how to play.
Cabby, what do you have for our young stud over here, the switch hitter?
So, Mason, you didn't start today's game. You were a pinch runner for Mackenzie Higuchi. So how did you stay engaged in the game enough to get there? And when you needed to execute, you executed, even though you hadn't had the appearances in the field today.
Well, I just know my role when I'm not catching or playing. It's usually a base run because I'm one of the faster kids on our team. And especially as a fast catcher, he just likes me to run for our other catchers, which I tend to do a lot. And it's just, I just know it's my role, and so I got to stay locked in almost the entire game, even when I'm not playing as much as I want to be.
Nation, there's three games left before you move to Waco, Texas with your family. Has it hit you yet that you're leaving your home and you're going to be moving to a completely different state, a completely, in some ways, different culture? Or are you a little sad, you a little bit nervous about what the future holds? And also, where are you going to be going to school?
I'm a little nervous with that thing, but it's also, like, brings positive, so it's a new opportunity for me. And I'm going to be attending McLennan Community College and try to play baseball there. I'll see what happens, but that's the goal. And I'm going to continue baseball no matter what, so I'll find myself wherever I'll play.
For sure. Have you talked to their coaches? Do they know that you're coming?
Yeah.
Or is this going to be just like how you sort of came in and figured it out in high school? You know, a guy like yourself who didn't even play varsity until your junior year, had to transfer schools to UPREP and became a stud.
I've talked to him quite a bit on the phone, so he knows I'm looking there and I'm coming there. So I think I just got to prove myself out like I have been the past, like, 3 years. And I know nothing's given, everything's earned, so I just got to prove myself even more.
The local boy, Mackenzie Casingham, getting it done. Oh, my goodness, I just called you your sister.
You
Mason Casingham. Love you, my guy. Mason Casingham, an infield single, helped ignite a two-run rally to help the Colt 45s beat the Novato Knicks 7-5. I'm going to go jump in the pool after that gap, so we'll see you later. Congratulations. You've been listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. This has been Ethan Hansen with Tyler Chapman live from historic Tiger Field. Whether you've been listening on your car from Napa or listening from your home in Reno, we're saying so long. We'll see you next Friday as the Reading Colt 45s take on the Sacramento New Baseball Order. Have a great night, everybody. This game has been brought to you by Daliberto's Taco Shop on California Street.
The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco. Golden sun.
satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Red and coats,
fire away.
Red and coats,
we're in the game today. Shoot them down,
red and coats,
blast away.
Red and coats,
we're with you all the way.
Another Colt 45 victory over the Nevada Knicks, 7-5.
Go to the park and cheer them on the way. Strike them up, throw them up, double play all the way. Shoot them down,
Red and coats. Join us next Friday for the last series of the year against Sacramento New Baseball Order. First pitch, 7:15, on the air at 7:05 on KCNR Radio, 1460, 96.5.
On KCNR Radio, around at the park, here, that's the way to go.
Strike them out, throw them out, double play, all the way, shoot them down. Ready, go.
We now return you to regularly scheduled programming.
With disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact the SA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number if you want to get in on the conversation. Got a question, got a comment, we're here, and we invite you to come directly into the doctor's office and share a comment or pose a question. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about exercise later in the program, as promised. But before we get to that, an important issue, forever chemicals, PFAS chemicals, that stands for perfluoroalkyl substances, are in the crosshairs because we in the United States are lagging in a recognition that these pose a substantial hazard to humans. In February 2023, the European Chemicals Agency, which is kind of like a division of the European version of the FDA, published a proposal to further restrict the use of PFAS. And a decision, unfortunately, is not expected until 2025. But even if these substances are completely banned, they will remain in the environment for decades and potentially centuries, even millennia, because they're very, very resistant to breakdown. And there's a lot of concern about their potential to cause cancer, to cause reproductive anomalies and birth defects and all manner of harm. There's a new study using a very sensitive new technique that suggests that PFAS compounds also reduce the activity of immune cells. And this is particularly important because, you know, we noticed in the West that there was a terrible toll of COVID, and maybe, just maybe, some of it had to do with the high prevalence of things that suppress our normal immunity. Exposure to PFAS is known to cause liver damage, hormonal disorders, and lower birth weights. But there are some studies that suggest that higher PFAS exposure reduces the immune response after a childhood vaccination. In other words, the vaccines don't take as well. And so the researchers looked at this in the laboratory, and what they found is that PFAS significantly reduces the activity of T cells, critical cells that help the body fend off infection. Immune cells previously exposed to PFAS showed significantly lower activity than untreated cells. This is particularly true of T cells. The strongest effects occurred when all six different PFAS compounds were mixed, and there are literally hundreds of PFAS compounds now being used industrially in things like cosmetics, coated pans, outdoor clothing, fire retardants. And it turns out that PFAS reduced the activity of two out of five types of immune cells in particular. Types of cells whose activity, if restricted, makes it much easier for pathogens to invade the body. And so, as president of the Alliance for Natural Health, website is anh-usa.org. We're conducting a campaign. We just revealed the presence using our own tests. We're citizen scientists that even kale, even organic kale, had very high levels of PFAS. We are creating a groundswell of grassroots support for a ban on PFAS chemicals. So join me at banpfas.org in filling out forms to send messages to Congress, the EPA, and the FDA, urging them to protect the public and ban PFAS for good. That's our Ban PFAS campaign at anh-usa.org. You can go to banpfas.org to find out how you can get on board. This is a very, very important campaign, not just for us, but because these are forever chemicals for our children, our grandchildren, and future generations. We've got to get on the stick. We lag behind Europe, which is only belatedly recognizing the harms of these compounds and contemplating restrictions and outright bans. We got to get rid of them. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. And we'll be talking about exercise momentarily. If you're a weekend warrior, is that an exercise in futility, excuse the pun, because what you really need to be doing is consistent exercise throughout the week. Your exercise efforts on Saturday and Sunday, just kind of a waste of time. 877-726-8255, and that number available to you 24/7, 365. That means we've got some recorded calls. Let's hear one of them.
I had called up to make an appointment to do mammography, and when I had called them up, they asked me if I wanted to have the AI, the artificial intelligence part of it, where I guess it helps with the screening process. And that they said that they can see a breast cancer like almost like 5 years in advance. And I'm not even sure. I like that idea, but I'd like to know what you think of the artificial intelligence with the mammography.
Okay. Well, you know, that sounds like a little bit of an exaggerated claim that we can see a breast cancer 5 years in advance with artificial intelligence. But let's look at, you know, what artificial intelligence can bring to the world of radiology. You know, in the past, radiologists, had to laboriously look at X-rays with their eyes and make judgment calls. And, yes, they could use, like, little magnifying glasses and hone in on certain areas. But basically their job was to, carefully scan images with the human eye and make a judgment. Sometimes problems are obvious. Sometimes problems, though, are subtle. There's a little bit of a shading or a lucency, which means like a bright spot. And what's the meaning of that? And then they come up with a report saying that there's this or that or the other thing, and they can't definitively diagnose something. They can just say, well, there's high suspicion for malignancy. Further tests are warranted, or low likelihood of malignancy, or maybe there's something suspicious. Let's come back and look at it again in 6 months to see if it's changed. When it comes to mammograms, unfortunately, mammograms are not that accurate. And part of it is operator error, because the human brain is only so efficient in picking up anomalies. And some of it is also related to the expertise of the operators, and some of it's related to operator fatigue. You know, I'm not sure I'd want to get a mammogram done from somebody who has to review, 60 or 70 mammograms every day. You know, maybe that's a little too much, and maybe at the end of the day, they need a cup of coffee. So with artificial intelligence, what they do is they use machine learning to train the machine, and it's a computerized thing, to discern patterns that are associated with high risk for cancer. And in so doing, well, they haven't necessarily come up with a way of predicting breast cancer 5 years before it happens. That's, I think, kind of an outlandish claim. But what they've done is they've increased the efficiency of mammograms from about 80% to 90%. Now, when we talk about efficiency, there are a couple of factors. One is what's called sensitivity. In other words, the ability to pick up a cancer and not miss a cancer. So when you get a test that is very sensitive, you run the risk that you might pick up some false positives. In other words, they feel a little something. They say it might be cancer. You get a biopsy. It's intrusive and it's worrisome. And it may just be all for naught. And then there's another issue with breast cancer, which is that for some women, early breast cancers maybe just don't need to be aggressively treated. And the same thing we're seeing with prostate cancer. There's now this whole theory that we can do watchful waiting on certain low-grade prostate cancers that are small, and it may not ultimately affect the risk of dying of men, and the treatment, the hazards of treatment outweigh the advantages, the slight advantages of maybe catching a cancer early. So you got to weigh all that into the equation. I think that AI is a great advance for radiologists, but the problem lies with the imaging itself. The mammogram, yields only a certain amount of information, and you can slice it and dice it and machine learn it. But what we need are better tests that actually differentiate between areas of breast density that are suspicious, that are benign, and areas that are actually cancer. And I think in the future what we'll have are mammograms and perhaps blood tests with the ability to light up cancer, you know, specifically, and differentiate it from normal tissue. I think that it's the way that it's going. But it's going to take a while before these advances are accepted. And part of it's our medical legal system because, you know, a lot of lawsuits around misreading of mammograms. And if they come up with a new technique, they're going to have to vet it very carefully so it doesn't end up in court that they sue the manufacturer or the, you know, the developer of the test for wrongful death because the test didn't pick up a cancer when it showed up. You know, so it's this whole thing of, you know, cancer screening, potentially problematic with certain cancers. Yes, you're right. It can reveal sometimes something which is inconsequential, which should not even be treated. But, you know, if I were a woman and I were offered the opportunity to get an AI mammogram, I'd say, yeah, go for it. Let's, you know, the more information, the better. 877-726-8255, our number. You know, as you know that, of course, from all that I've been talking about here on Intelligent Medicine about hemp-derived products and the revolution in cannabinoids, that I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I have found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's a real breakthrough in herbal products, perhaps one of the biggest ones of the decade, perhaps the century. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection. It's a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids. It's rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. So you get the very highest concentrations allowable by law. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more or to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30. It's such an astonishing deal that I can barely pronounce it. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies, something really that you ought to explore if you have problems with pain, sleep, anxiety. These can really make a difference. 877-726-8255, our number. And I promise to talk about the weekend warrior phenomenon. So it's been said, and, you know, intuitively kind of makes sense because it's better to exercise consistently. I do so, but I have the luxury that I have a flexible schedule. Some mornings I have to go to work, but generally my schedule accommodates a little bit of early morning exercise. Other days I'm off and I can embark on longer bouts of exercise. So it's all good. But for some people, that's just not feasible. I have long commutes. I walk to my office from my apartment in Manhattan, so it's not a long commute. But then there's also family obligations that intrude. So what's the deal with working out one or two days of the week versus a more evenly distributed portioning of your physical activities? Okay, big study, nearly 90,000 individuals. They found that increased activity, even when concentrated within 1 to 2 days each week, may be effective for improving cardiovascular risk profiles. So, you know, bottom line, something is better than nothing. It's not futile. If you want to be a high-end athlete, you know, maybe you're trying out for the Tour de France. No, being a weekend warrior is not going to cut it. But for reducing your risk of cardiovascular disease, you can achieve significant benefits with one or two bouts of exercise over a weekend. And this study. All right, so dilemma for some people. Let's say it's raining, all right, and you're planning a big bike ride, but the weather report says that it's going to clear up around 11. But you're kind of restless, so you say, okay, I'm going to get in the garage and pump some iron, lift some weights with my home gym, and then I'll do my my resistance exercise, or vice versa. So what they found is that the proper order for doing this is if you decide to do your resistance training and then decide to do your strength training, it will actually get in the way of your improvements. So let me be clear. Prior resistance training, in other words, the weightlifting that you do in your garage before, you know, while you're waiting for the rainstorm to abate, will impair the mitochondrial benefits that you get from your endurance training. Now, it doesn't mean it's worthless. I mean, you can do it, but if your goal is to improve your mitochondria, you might not get the optimal results. So the proper order would be do your endurance training, you know, take a run, and then, you know, maybe lift some weights afterwards. Now, what's going to happen is, no question, you will have decreased performance on the weightlifting. Say you know, run like a 5K before you get in the gym to pump iron. You will find that your maximum lift is going to be diminished. But in terms of the efficacy of that dual bout of exercise, it's preferable to do the endurance training before you do the resistance training with the weights. Okay? There you have it. And, you know, a perpetual question among athletes, people who are into exercise like yours truly, but hey, if you want to mix it up, however you want to do it, is never bad. It's never bad, whatever opportunities you may have to undertake exercise. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
Pop quiz, when's the last time you took a vacation? If you didn't give me the answer yet, it's not been soon enough. Taking time off is an essential component for a small business owner. It feels good and it's enjoyable, but it's almost therapeutic because if you're not taking time to rest and recombobulate, you're going to burn out. And if you're a solopreneur like I am, when you burn out, the business crashes. Everything stops. So it feels counterintuitive to take time off so you can keep working hard, but don't risk it. Take time off, recharge your batteries, and you'll build a bigger and better business moving forward.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, featuring the 2024 Outback Wilderness, part of the Wilderness family. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, higher ground clearance, a turbocharged engine, and all-terrain tires, it opens up new territory for you to explore. Adventure elevated. Discover the Subaru Outback Wilderness at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Compression therapy takes pain relief to the next level. Whether you're recovering from surgery, injury, a hard workout, or just the stress of daily living, a new, non-invasive innovation compression therapy can help promote healing and get you back to everyday life. Muller Sports Medicine introduces Muller Revive, a pneumatic compression therapy system that helps improve circulation and reduces swelling. Muller Revive has a battery-powered device that pumps air into inflatable boots, applying precise pressure to help promote fluid movement and enhance the body's natural circulation by gradually compressing and releasing the leg. The Muller Revive device and garments work together to help speed recovery and reduce pain by flushing out lymphatic waste and toxins. Muller Revive is backed by 40 years of medical expertise and is medically proven to help reduce pain. Athletes, truck drivers, construction workers, nurses, travelers, senior citizens, and more have noticed results immediately. They claim a reduction in pain and increased hope and confidence for further recovery. Muller Revive brings the benefits of compression therapy to everyone. Visit MullerRevive.com to learn more.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255, our number. If you are listening to the news, you may have heard of an incredible breakthrough in our fight against Alzheimer's disease. There's a drug which got approval, but it was actually against a lot of resistance by panelists at the National Institutes of Health. And there was a big outcry even among conventional neurologists saying that it shouldn't have been approved because it's minimally effective. It may reduce the progression of Alzheimer's disease by, I don't know, 20%. And that's always optimistic because the studies always exaggerate the benefits. And then when it gets used by thousands and hundreds of thousands of people, some of those benefits disappear. But a new drug, which is called Leqembi, which was approved by the FDA 2 weeks ago, the medical industrial complex was celebrating its release, and they're heaping praise on the drug because its initial clinical trial found that the drug slowed cognitive decline by 43% in men. But there's some problems with this because there's a disparity between men and women. In women, the drug slowed cognitive decline by just 12%, at the same time exposing them to the drug's risk. There's a 13% risk of brain swelling, which is why, yeah, if you're on the drug, you have to get expensive MRIs a couple of times a year just to make sure you don't have that brain swelling. There was also a 70% increased risk of brain bleeding and about a 7% chance of an adverse event resulting in discontinuation of the drug. Now, Alzheimer's is a high-stakes thing. You may say these risks are worth undertaking, but the trial included only 729 men and women. It's not clear how this is going to pan out. I have here, and this is kind of an in-the-weeds cost-effectiveness analysis, and it's based on what are called QALYs, which are associated with 1 year of a high quality of life. And they can estimate the QALYs for a drug and figure out how much it costs to gain a QALY. So not just to prevent death, because, you know, it's also about quality of life. So they use these models to determine the cost-benefit equation for some of these drugs. And the costs are just astronomical. The annual price of aducanumab is $28,000, plus you need twice yearly MRIs. For donanemab, it's $28,000, also with twice yearly monitoring. And so what they came up with is that total healthcare sector and societal cost increased by $130,000 and $128,000 with aducanumab per year, yeah, driven largely by drug costs. Healthcare sector and societal costs were, you know, for a course of therapy for this, were $981,000 per QALY and $964,000 per QALY with the other drug. Okay, you know, it's a lot of numbers, but the bottom line is they say, and this is even the Journal of the American Medical Association, which is very pro-drug, pro-medical intervention, they conclude these findings suggest that at current expected prices, neither aducanumab nor donanemab would be cost-effective for early Alzheimer's disease in the U.S. because it's going to break our healthcare system. Meanwhile, here's a very stark finding. The National Institute of Health will spend $3.6 billion this year on Alzheimer's research, yet only 2% of the NIH-funded Alzheimer's clinical trials are studying the role of food. In the face of a study, and I've shared that study with you recently, a study in the journal Neurology appeared a couple of months ago, found that Alzheimer's plaques, there was a 40% lower odds of having Alzheimer's-associated plaques in the brain for folks on a Mediterranean diet. Also, other studies suggest that chronic poor sleep may be contributing cause, environmental toxins, even the microbiome, poor hearing may be a factor in the progression of dementia, and loneliness and social isolation. Those all have an impact. So, you know, we're going for high-tech drug solutions for a problem that, you know, ultimately will be unsustainable for our society. And this is far from the beginning of the end of Alzheimer's disease.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
What happens when the biggest name in home security partners with the biggest name in consumer tech? The answer is the ADT self-setup DIY home security system in partnership with Google. I caught up with Wayne Thorson, Executive Vice President and Chief Business Officer at ADT.
So this is a huge initiative for us with Google. This is our own platform for the first time. It integrates all of the features of Nest and Google Home and all those wonderful things that can happen because of the great machine learning that they do with their cameras, in addition to all of our award-winning probe monitoring.
And what about the ADT Plus app to control it all?
Absolutely. The Google Assistant devices, the hubs, the thermostats and devices are all controllable through the app. All of the camera clips are all available in the app and, in fact, allows us to do things like alarm verification.
Visit ADT.com/DIY.
That was your tech.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Still hot nearly everywhere. However, National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says the weekend's bringing slight cooling for some in the places experiencing the most extreme heat.
From the Central Plains, Mid-Mississippi Valley, all the way to here in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, where temperatures are actually averaging a few degrees below normal behind that cold front. And that cold front has also mitigated the heat, the extreme heat over, let's say, Texas into the Gulf Coast region. Oh, temperatures will still be in the 90s, maybe some areas in South Texas around 100, 102.
The average of 10 high-profile polls posted at RealClearPolitics.com reports President Biden's approval rating has slipped below 42%, now down to 41.7. Russian airstrikes throughout Ukraine have killed at least 8 civilians, while Ukraine was able to blow up a Russian ammunitions depot.
The munitions depot is in Crimea, territory seized by Moscow from Ukraine in 2014. It appears to be a drone strike, with the Ukrainian military saying it destroyed an oil depot and Russian weapons warehouses. Russia says it took out some of the facilities where Ukraine readies its drones. A Russian defense ministry spokesman saying that they use sea-based long-range precision weapons. Ukrainian officials say Russia struck 11 regions in nighttime attacks, killing a number of civilians. I'm Jackie Quinn.
6 people died, at least 20 others wounded in another bloody weekend across Chicago. 5 people shot and wounded in Houston in a crowded after-hours nightclub, too, in critical condition. Police still looking for a gunman. And in Oregon, a security guard at a Portland hospital died after being shot. The suspect later shot and killed by police. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them. The weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
It seems Twitter's getting a whole new look in that famous bluebird. flying away.
Twitter owner Elon Musk says he's changing the platform's logo from the bird to an X. He wrote, "Soon we will bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all the birds." Earlier this month, Musk sparked outrage with new limits on how many tweets could be viewed for free, trying to drive users to the $8 a month subscription service. Musk bought Twitter a year ago. He's making changes as a new competitor is gaining popularity, Meta's new app named Threads. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Union Pacific will renew its push for one-person train crews later this summer. That's when the railroad tests out the idea of having a conductor in a truck respond to problems on trains in Nebraska and Colorado. More news at townhall.com. A helicopter crash in Alaska.
No survivors have been found after the helicopter with a pilot and three state workers crashed in Alaska's North Slope region. The Department of Natural Resources says it had chartered the helicopter, and the flight carried three employees from the Division of Geological and Geophysical Survey. The chopper was reported overdue Thursday night. One official says a search and rescue team found debris, but no bodies have been seen nor recovered. Jason Walker reporting.
Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro fading from the spotlight. Brazil's top electoral court last month saying the former leader is ineligible to run for any political office until 2030. That for abusing his power and casting unfounded doubts on the country's electronic voting system. Be sure to check out more on these stories. Log on at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of a wartime episode of the Jack Benny program. Then later, we travel across the pond and visit London Scotland Yard, as Ted DeCorsia as Inspector Peter Black in the Elliot Lewis-produced series known as Pursuit. All right, at the end of our previous show, Jack was in the midst of a phone conversation with Rochester, and as we resume, Benny, Phil, and Mary are about to get a visit from a motion picture leading lady. You'll get her name in a bit. By the way, this broadcast aired live before the troops at Mitchell Airfield on Long Island, New York, back on the evening of January 28th, 1945.
Now, kids, don't forget, after our program, we're all invited to the mess hall for a bite to eat.
Mess hall? Well, I'm sorry, Jackson. I can't be there.
You can?
No, there's a friend of Alice's in town, and she's here all alone, so Alice has asked me to take her out and kind of show her around.
Oh, one of those things. When a wife asks her husband to take a girl out, I can imagine what the girl looks like.
I'll bet 8 to 5 she looks better than Gladys Zabisco.
Mary, keep my girl out of this, will you?
But she's so bow-legged.
She is not bow-legged.
She is, too. She looks like a donut with one bite out of it.
I don't care what Gladys Zabisco looks like. It isn't going to help you out of your troubles, Bill.
What trouble?
Are you kidding? While you're being dragged all over town by some dame, we'll be in the mess hall enjoying that good old army food. Say, Phil, who is this girl you're stuck with?
Ann Sheridan.
Well, it serves you... What? Whom? I mean, who?
Yes, Jackson, while you're in the mess hall enjoying that good old army food, I'm going to be dragged all over town by Ann Sheridan. Ain't that just too, too?
All right. Why didn't you tell me you were going out with Ann Sheridan? Maybe I'd want to join you.
But Jackson, the mess hall, that good old army food.
I'm not hungry now. After all, I like to go out, too. As a matter of fact, Mary can come along. We'll have a foursome.
Well, I don't know. I promised Ann Sheridan...
Well, I'm sure Ann won't mind if Mary and I come along. In fact, you and Mary will make a very nice couple.
Wait a minute.
Why, Mary, Phil, I'm surprised at you. You two act like you wouldn't go out with each other.
Well, it ain't that at all, Jackson.
Of course not. I don't mind going out with Phil.
And I don't mind going out with Mary.
Well, then we ought to have a lot of fun. I don't mind going out with Ann Sheridan.
Hey, I've been here so long, I wouldn't mind going out with Glenys Zabisco.
Oh, it's you, Elmer.
Yeah, where is Bowlegs?
She's not here. Now, sit down.
Look, Jackson, Ann Sheridan is expecting me to take her out, so when she gets here, you lay off.
Okay, Phil. You can take Ann Sheridan, and I'll take Mary. And, Phil, as long as we're each taking out a girl, I don't want to get stuck with the check, and I don't want you to get stuck with the check. So tonight, it's share and share alike.
Well, that's a good idea, Jackson.
Sure, when you split it four ways, nobody gets hurt. Since we're going out on a double date, let's synchronize our watches, huh, fellas, huh? Anyway, Phil, come in. Why, Annie. Ann Sheridan.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, baby.
Hello, Filthy. Jack, I'm sorry to bust in like this, but I've got a date with Phil.
I know. We'll all be together. You see, Mary and I are going with you.
Oh, Mary, hello.
Hello, Angie. You're looking swell.
Say, Annie, I never saw
you. Oh, you look good, too, Mary. And I love that dress you're wearing.
Oh, it's just a little thing I picked up at Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yes, it's over
on... Hey, Ann, I've been wanting to ask you, where in the world do you get your hair done? It always looks so nice.
Yeah, it always looks...
Isn't that funny, Mary? I was going to ask you the same thing, because I've always admired your hair.
Well, Mary,
you
always...
No, I usually get mine done at Pierre's.
Well, Pierre's, you know...
Well, I get mine done at Antoine's, and they have the most wonderful stylist.
Well, Antoine's...
Now, you know Pierre's. They have a girl.
Now, wait a minute. Wait, let me get into this conversation.
All right, Jack, where do you get your hair done?
I don't know. Rochester takes it someplace. Now, Annie, I don't think it's nice for you to come here and have a whole big conversation with Mary while Phil and I stand here like dopes.
Yes, and my feelings are hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't mean to do it.
Well, I can't help it. My feelings are hurt.
Oh, Phil, see, you don't mean that, do you?
Yes, I do, and I feel terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry, Filthy. Come here, let me put my arms around you and give you a great big kiss.
Yes.
Hey! Hey! Break it up! Break it up! Now cut that out!
How'd you like it, Annie?
Oh, hubba, hubba, hubba.
Fine goings on.
Jackson, what are you mad about?
Well, my feelings were hurt just as much as yours.
Jack.
I can't help it if my feelings are hurt.
Well, if it'll make you feel any better, I'll put my arms around you and give you a...
Mary, you keep out of it. After all, it was Ann who hurt my feelings, not you.
What'd you say, Jack?
I said I feel terrible. And I think you ought to do something about it.
All right, Jack. I'll send you a telegram of apology.
I don't want to be kissed by a boy on a bicycle.
Stay tuned for more Jack Benny and the Gang right after this short break on When Radio Was.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Mrs. Nussbaum, how do you happen to be with Ann Sheridan?
Oh, she's coming to my restaurant frequently for a small order of chopped chicken liver, Hollywood style.
A Hollywood style?
Yes, the liver is coming from a chicken wearing dark glasses.
Oh, well, I don't know about this date tonight.
Come on, Annie, let's go.
Okay, Phil.
Hurry up, Jackson.
Well, Phil, you and Annie run along. I don't think that
oh,
I can feel...
Oh, come on, come on. Take my arm. on, Jerry
Mrs.
boy.
Mrs. Newsbaum, I've got a date with Miss Livingston. Oh, Mary,
come
Mary.
Come on. Don't be an eagle beagle.
Mary, where are you?
Come on, Jackie boy. We're late already.
Mrs. Newsbaum, stop pulling my arm. Oh, Mary.
Come on. Don't have fun.
Mary.
Give me land, lots of land. Need the status, guys. Bye.
Mrs. Newsbaum.
Don't fencing me yet.
Please stop dragging me, Mrs. Newsbaum. Please.
Well, fellas and girls, we had a swell day here at Mitchell Field, and thanks very much for inviting us. And next Sunday night, we'll be with you again broadcasting from the Navy Hospital at St. Albans. Good night, Joni.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
From January 28, 1945, indeed broadcast before the troops at Mitchell Airfield, Long Island, New York. That was the great Minerva Pies as Mrs. Nussbaum, the character she played on the New York City-based Fred Allen Show. At the very end there, Jack said, "Good night, Joni." That was a shout-out to his then-10-year-old daughter. Then he and his real-life wife, Mary Livingston, adopted little Joan as an infant in 1934. Meanwhile, special guest Ann Sheridan had indeed appeared with Jack in the 1942 comedy, George Washington Slept Here, based on a hit stage play by Moss Hart and George S. Kaufman. It was directed by William Keeley, who later replaced Cecil B. DeMille as the host of CBS's Lux Radio Theater. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Win Radio Was, we switch from the comedies to the adventures, as we travel to jolly old England for the exploits of London's Scotland Yard. It's the Elliot Lewis-produced series known as Pursuit, right after this.
The legendary Sherlock Holmes is desperate for a new case.
I cannot live without brainwork. What else is there to live for? What is the use of having powers when one has no field upon which to exert them? Crime is commonplace. Existence is commonplace.
Fortunately for him, Radio Spirits has 17 mysteries for him to solve. In their 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red-Headed League, and Other Mysteries, radio producer Jim French brings you Holmes and Watson at their best, in elegant adaptations of original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. It's half price for a limited time. Yes, pay just $15.98. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3. But look sharp.
Inspector, look out!
So get The Red-Headed League and Other Mysteries for only $15.98 today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yes, join us. Save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products during our Radio Spirits Summer Sale. Just go to radiospirits.com to take advantage of this amazing offer and get your biggest discounts of the year.
There you are.
That's the way I like murderers. Down and out.
But you don't have to be down and out. Radiospirits.com is giving you a 20 to 60% break on all our classic radio products.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
So listen to this. We have done better. Save up to 60% at radiospirits.com during our summer sale.
Sam, there must be some mistake.
Mistake, Effie? Mistake?
There's no mistake. Just go to radiospirits.com to save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. To help break the isolation one evening, veterans joined their families in Chicopee, Massachusetts for an evening of bonding. Studies have shown that veterans are at risk of worsening their mental health and social functioning after leaving the military. The Knight was a part of a peer support program that gets veterans together at the Castle of Knights. More than 160 people were there to play video and tabletop games. It comes after veteran organizations in Western Massachusetts had a successful game night last March. It brings our generations together. If you look around the room today, we have children as young as 3, and we have Vietnam and older era veterans here, expressed Stephanie Shaw, Director of Veteran Services of Chicopee. And so I think it's really fantastic to bring the generations together.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was. I'm Greg Bell, and Scotland Yard is the unofficial name of the headquarters for the Metropolitan Police Service in London, England. It derives from the original location, which had an entrance on a street called Great Scotland Yard. The facility relocated in 1890, and the name New Scotland Yard was adopted. Probably the most famous fictional Scotland Yard-based detective is Inspector Lestrade, featured in a number of the Sherlock Holmes novels. Well, this upcoming police inspector is not as well known as Lestrade, but he's just as sharp. The original actor who portrayed Peter Black on radio was Ted DeCorsia, and here he is, supported by narrator Bill Johnstone and Raymond Lawrence as Sergeant Moffat, with Peggy Weber, Ramsey Hill, John Daner, Dan O'Herlihy, and Joseph Kearns, in a broadcast from February 7th of 1950.
Pursuit. Pursuit. A criminal strikes and fades quickly back into the shadows of his dark world. And then the man from Scotland Yard. The relentless, dangerous pursuit. When man hunts man. Now, with Ted DeCorsia starred as the famous Inspector Peter Black of Scotland Yard, we bring you tonight's story of violence and murder. The Pursuit on Lundy Island.
Bit slippery, sir. Mind your step.
Thank you, Inspector.
All right, Captain. We're ready to go.
Cast off all lines.
Oh, we may as well go into cabin, sir. Hour and a half run to Lundy.
Right you are.
Sandy, stand by with a boat hook. Keep me clear of the pirates.
Aye, aye, sir.
Bit of luck tonight. Dark, but fog's lifted for a moment.
Yes, right.
Bell's clear, sir.
Oh, I say, Flower, you. I'm afraid I'll have to catch some fags from you. I seem to have left mine at the inn. I'd gone to a favorite inn of mine near Clovelly on the northern coast of Devonshire for a weekend holiday. Even a Scotland Yard man must rest. But unfortunately, the criminal doesn't take that into consideration. The body of a woman had been washed ashore on the island of London. Inspector Reginald Flowerdew of the Barnstable Constabulary, knowing that I was in the vicinity, had phoned for assistance and picked me up. We drove to Biddeford and there boarded a motor launch, which was soon churning through the dark waters of Bristol Channel, bound for the island of London. At 10 p.m., approximately 4 hours after the body had been discovered, we sighted the warning light on the high crags overlooking the quiet village.
Of course, it's every man to his choice, but I prefer heavier tackle.
I still say it depends on the fish. My dear fellow, you might as well use a converted billiard dew for a salmon.
Well, sir, you do have a point there.
Can you see something off the starboard there?
I'm not sure, sir.
Hello, something up.
I see it. A small vessel. No lights. She's making no headway, sir.
Inspector Flowerdew.
Yes.
Could you and the chief inspector come on deck?
Right down.
Hey, bloody odd. Drifting with no lights. Ahoy the boat! Ahoy there!
Perhaps we'd better have a look, Captain.
Aye. Guess it fool's probably asleep below. Get a line on it, Andy! Hello on board.
They would have heard us, Captain. Let's have a look.
Dandy, get me a torch.
Aye. Yes, madam.
Right. Take the wheel. Keep her stern in.
Aye, sir.
Well, nothing above decks. Shall we try the cabin?
the stack.
Well, I'll be blowed. Empty.
No sign of anything. Everything ship-shaped. Lend me your torch, Captain, eh?
Here you are.
Thank you. Albatross. Registered in the name of Darrell Sinfield. Homeport, Penzance. Come along. I want to have a better look on deck.
Wonder if the murdered woman on Lundy could have come from this boat.
Possibly, sir. Oh, wait a minute. Yes. Quite possibly. Look here.
Blood, hmm? Don't you think?
Yes, quite. And by the wheel. The injured person stood at the controls for some time. How far offshore are we, Captain?
Oh, I judge about a mile and a half.
Queer. I suggest we take her in tow. If you'll send one of the crew to take the wheel, I think I should like to stay aboard. Aboard the derelict, I noted the following points. The anchor was in place at the bow. The engine cold but in working order. The fuel tank was half filled. In the mahogany paneling near the wheel was a deep gouge which might have been caused by a bullet. And on closer scrutiny of the cabin, I discovered more traces of blood there. Bloody footprints. We were met at the landing by a now and rather foul old fisherman whom I learned had elected himself island constable.
About time. Are you the copper from Barnstaple?
Police Inspector Flower, you. This is Chief Detective Inspector Peter Black of Scotland Yard.
I'll be bladded. You mean you brought Scotland Yard all the way from London for one poor scuttered female? My name is William Blee.
How do you do, sir? Yes, quite. The dead woman, where was she found?
Found her myself down to Grouper Cove. I was fishing.
In your telephone message, you mentioned foul play.
Aye, foulish.
Do you know who she is?
Aye.
Well?
She's lying in the shed on some nets. Covered her with a tarp. Come. She is.
I say.
A surfish day. The rocks didn't do her face any good.
You were saying, Mr. Bree, that you knew who she was.
Aye. First I thought it was the Sinfield woman.
Oh, Sinfield?
But it ain't. Tis her companion, Maggie Pratt.
Sinfield. That would be Mr. Darrell Sinfield?
Aye.
He owns the Albatross?
Aye.
Do you know where he is?
Aye.
Mr. Blee, I'm delighted to have you assist us, but I'd be most grateful if you would be a little more literal and a little less monosyllabic.
That's a blabberish mouthful. All right, he's fishing. He went off in his other boat, the Tern.
Hello. Inspector.
What is it?
Looks like bullet wound in the head. Point of entrance here, exit here.
Yes. Mr. Blee, is Mrs. Sinfield on the island?
Aye, she is. She's out at the cottage with that keel-flagged Irishman of hers, Kyle.
Has she been notified of the death?
Aye. She got vaporish, and the Irishman's taking care of her.
I'll want you to take me out there.
Aye. Tis a short walk, though mayhap not for a city-ish man.
I'm sure I can manage with your help. Flower, we'll want to get the body back to the mainland. I'd like an autopsy as soon as possible and laboratory tests of the bloodstains.
Right you are, sir. I'll take it myself if you want to carry on here.
Good show. Oh, by the way, would you send a message through to the yard for me?
Yes, of course, sir.
I'd like Detective Sergeant Moffitt assigned to the case. Request that he catch the first plane, will you?
Right you are, sir.
And now, Mr. Blee.
I
am at your service. Whilst he slotted His Majesty's language, William Plea managed to convey some rather interesting facts. Namely, that Mr. and Mrs. Sinfield had separated some 2 months before, and that she had not been on the island since that time, but had arrived by plane during the afternoon with the keel-flagoned Irishman, Kyle. The Sinfield cottage turned out to be something more than a cottage. It rested on a knoll and commanded a view of the sea and a promontory that stretched out before it.
Ah, there she be, Mr. Black, and I'll go no further.
Oh?
I'll have naught to do with that skirtish woman and that blister-blathering Kyle.
Yes, quite.
I'll wait for you. While you're in there, I'll do some clamming for tomorrow's fishing.
Good evening.
Mr. Cahill?
Yes?
Inspector Blank, Scotland Yard.
Oh, yes, about Miss Pratt. Yes, of course. Won't you come in?
Thank you very much.
Come into the library, do. There's a fire there. Pamela, that is, Mrs. Sinfield, is terribly upset. Maggie's been with her 4 or 5 years.
Yes, I understand.
Who is at the door, Hugh? Oh.
This is Inspector Black, my dear. Mrs. Sinfield, Inspector.
How do you do?
Madam.
Is there any news of Jack?
Jack, Mrs. Sinfield?
Oh, yes, didn't you know? Jack Kettle. He's on the Albatross with Maggie.
I think you'd better tell me from the beginning.
Well, now, perhaps you'd rather...
No, Hugh. I'm all right. Oh. Mr. Cahill and I came over to the island this afternoon to talk to my husband. We had planned to cross in the Albatross, but Jack found motor trouble, and so we flew. If we hadn't...
Now, please, Pamela, don't think about what might have been. Jack Kettle is a sailor of sorts, Inspector. He's been taking care of the Albatross. Mrs. Sinfield told him to bring the boat over after repairs, and Maggie was to come with him.
Maggie's always been with me. I can't stand it. Who'd want to harm her?
We found the boat, Mrs. Sinfield.
The Albatross?
Yes.
And Jack?
The boat was adrift approximately a mile and a half offshore. It was empty.
Empty?
I'm truly sorry that I have to question you at this time, but it's terribly important to establish these details. Now, at what hour might you have expected them to arrive here?
Well, now, it's difficult to say, Inspector. It would depend upon the extent of the repairs. But they still should have got here before nightfall. We watched for them until it was too foggy to see anymore.
I gather, Mrs. Sinfield, that your husband has not yet returned.
No, I don't know where he can be.
Have you any means of communication with the village?
No, I'm afraid not.
Mr. Cahill, I'd appreciate a notification as soon as Mr. Sinfield does return.
Oh, yes, of course, I'd be happy to. You're staying in the village?
Yes, at the inn, I believe. Well, I think that's all. Good night, Mrs. Sinfield.
Thank you, Inspector.
I'll see you to the door, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Inspector, did you find absolutely nothing aboard the Albatross?
I'm afraid not.
Incredible. Well, what could have happened?
That is what I intend to find out. Good night, sir.
Good night.
Well, Mr. Blee, finished your clamming? Nay, I never clam. I thought to serve a better purpose by peeping through the window at that rancid pair. You'll earn little, I'll be bound.
Not quite. I noted there must have been a marked resemblance between the dead woman and Mrs. Sinfield.
Aye. I thought you would.
The next morning, Moffitt arrived by a special plane. And over a late breakfast of porridge and smoked roe, I brought him up to the mark on the case.
Well, sir, rather messed up your holiday, I'd say.
Well, I've known Inspector Flowerdew for quite some time. I couldn't very well let him down. More roe, Moffitt?
No, thank you, sir. I'm quite finished.
Righto. I haven't heard from the Sinfield place. I think we'd better hop out there.
Worried about the husband, sir?
I'm not sure.
This is a pretty place, sir.
Yes, it is. I imagine fishing is quite good. I'd like to try my hand here, sir.
Huh? Oh, Mr. Brown.
Oh, dear. William Blee, Moffat. The local something or other. What is it, Mr. Blee?
Scuttling wind. No good for fishing. Yorkish. Well, we've got another one.
Another one, Mr. Blee?
Aye. I was coming to fetch you. He just swished ashore. The body of a man.
Pursuit. With Ted DeCorsia starred as Inspector Peter Black, the pursuit on Lundy Island continues in just a moment.
You're listening to an episode of Pursuit on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this short break.
Now,
the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
Pop quiz, when's the last time you took a vacation? If you didn't give me the answer yet, it's not been soon enough. Taking time off is an essential component for a small business owner. It feels good, and it's enjoyable, but it's almost therapeutic because if you're not taking time to rest and recombobulate, you're going to burn out. And if you're a solopreneur like I am, when you burn out, the business crashes. Everything stops. So it feels counterintuitive to take time off so you can keep working hard, but don't risk it. Take time off, recharge your batteries, and you'll build a bigger and better business moving forward.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
I was at an auto show recently, and I gotta say, the Buick Wildcat EV concept car is one of the coolest vehicles I've ever seen. I caught up with Heba Amin from Buick to find out more about Buick leveraging artificial intelligence and biometrics.
So, for example, the vehicle could actually sense the heart rate of the driver, and then based on that, it would personalize the experience through the multiple functions in the vehicle, whether it's comfort, whether it's lighting. So, for instance, one of the very interesting features is the Zen mode.
And Zen mode activates aromatherapy.
So aromatherapy is part of the Zen mode. The vehicle just customizes or personalizes the experience based on the state of the driver.
Now, you won't see the actual Buick Wildcat concept car on the road, as it was built to showcase some of the cool tech Buick is developing. But you can check it out on YouTube.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
And now let's get back to Pursuit on When Radio Was.
Mind yourself. Slippery on these slimy rocks.
Do you recognize him, Blee?
Nay.
Then it isn't Mr. Sinfield?
Nay.
Well, let's get him back to the village.
Right, sir.
No, oh, careful, Moffat.
Yes, sir.
Do you think it's the chap from the Albatross, Jack Kettle?
I'm afraid so, but come along. We'll make sure.
The poor, sodden frame that had once been a man was identified Jack Kettle by papers in his pocket. He'd been shot twice, once through the left shoulder and then in the back. But here, the bullet had not passed through his body. Now we had something concrete with which to proceed. By the time I had arranged for removal of the body to the mainland so that the bullet could be recovered, another development had occurred. Darrell Sinfield had returned from his fishing trip and was waiting for me in the study of his house on the north.
Sit down, Inspector. Sit down. I hope you don't mind my receiving you in here, but since my dear wife is in the house, this is the one room where I may find privacy, my hunting and fishing room.
I envy you, sir. You have a magnificent collection of rods and guns.
Thank you. I take a great deal of pride in them.
Yes, you must. Mr. Sinfield, I presume you've learned of the tragic events of the past few hours.
Yes, my wife told me. Any word of the young sailor?
I'm afraid so. He, too, had been shot. His body was recovered a short time ago.
Lundy has been such a peaceful place.
Mr. Sinfield, We discovered the boat Albatross, unmanned and adrift, about a mile and a half offshore last night. Did you at any time during your fishing trip sight her?
I'm sorry, I was fishing over Five Mile Bank. That's off the southern tip of the island.
Tell me, sir, any luck?
I'm afraid not. It was rotten. Oh, I managed to muck up my boat with a few bloody mackerel, that's all.
Oh, shame. Well, I shall probably be calling on you again, sir. I hope you won't mind.
Oh, no, of course not. Inspector, I hope you'll understand if I don't show you to the door. As long as my wife is in this house with that man, Cahill, I allow myself the indulgence of self-pity and prefer not to face either one of them.
Yes, quite. One more point, sir. Do you keep the cabinet to your gun collection locked?
No, I've never had any reason. I find Lundy folk are quite honest.
Oh, that's a refreshing fact, sir. Good morning.
Goodbye, sir.
Oh, there you are, Mrs. Sinfield. I was about to look for you.
Hugh and I just heard about poor Jack. Won't you come into the library, please?
Of course.
Oh, good morning, Inspector. This is shocking news. Have you progressed at all?
This is a very odd affair. As a matter of fact, you can help me. I'm trying to establish a time element. Since you didn't know when the Albatross left the mainland after her repairs, could you give me the name of the dockmaster?
No, Hugh, it's no use. Inspector, the Albatross wasn't in need of repair. We lied to you.
Oh?
Didn't seem important at the time. I still have my pride, and I didn't want anyone to know that I'd come to beg my husband to give me my freedom. When I told him yesterday that you and I were coming over on the Albatross to settle things once and for all, he said he'd be gone by the time we got here. He didn't want to see us. That's why we took the plane. We thought we could catch him unaware.
Maggie and Jack Kettle were to pick us up in the Albatross later.
Mrs. Sinfield, is your husband in the habit of carrying a rifle aboard his boat?
Why do you ask?
When I talked to him, I noticed that one was missing from his gun cabinet.
I really couldn't be sure. I know he practices a great deal. He's a wonderful marksman. Good heavens, you don't suspect.
My dear Mrs. Sinfield, at this moment I have no alternative but to suspect everyone. Moffitt and I wanted to look at Sinfield's fishing boat, the Tern. We found her moored at his private landing at the inlet. We went aboard and made our discovery in the cabin. Well, Moffitt, here it is.
A 303, sir.
Yes. One shell in the chamber and an empty clip. Capacity 5.
That means he fired 4, sir. And recently, from the smell of it.
It doesn't make sense, Moffitt. An innocent man might leave a rifle like this, but would a murderer...
He might, sir. He did have a motive. A jealous husband planning to do away with his wife and her lover. We know he expected them on the Albatross. He could have waited on his boat.
Good show, Moffitt.
An expert marksman, say 150 yards, close enough for accuracy, but distant enough to bring about a mistake in identity.
You did mention a resemblance between the maid and Mrs. Cynthia.
All right, you are. He shoots her first, she topples overboard. He never sees her again.
Uh-huh.
Then Kettle, first through the shoulder, then in the back.
Uh-huh.
He reaches the wheel and tries to swing out of range. Splendid reconstruction, if I do say so myself. There's only one thing wrong with it.
Oh, what's that, sir?
Mr. Cahill and Mrs. Sinfield, we have only their word that they didn't see the albatross come into this inlet. Perhaps they did see it. They could have waited high on that cliff, armed with one of the husband's rifles.
But why, sir, if they...
My dear chap, so that we would do exactly what we have done. Build a most excellent case against Mr. Sinfield. The arrest of an unwanted husband would be a novel way of getting rid of him.
Even to the extent of spending the lives of two innocent people?
If such was their plan, yes. I left Moffitt to further search Mr. Sinfield's fishing boat. A heavy afternoon mist had started to drift across the island, and I walked out on the high promontory that stretched like an accusing finger from the house on the knoll. There, at the edge of the cliff, I searched for traces of a hidden rifleman.
Tis a clammish day, Mr. Black.
Mr. Blee?
But no clams to be found. The tide is too high.
I wasn't looking for clams, Mr. Blee.
Oh, then you're looking for ways and means.
Yes, Mr. Blee. I owe you an apology. I underestimated you. Are you looking for clams, or are you looking for shells?
That is a riddlish question, friend Black. It calls for a riddlish answer. The one is the boat, and the boat is the one. But the weather is driveling again.
Tell me, is it usually like this at this hour?
Aye. You could set your watch by it this time of year.
In other words, the fog comes over the island and moves out across the channel toward the mainland.
Aye.
Could it be foggy here in the inlet, but a mile or so offshore remain clear as it was last night when I arrived?
Aye. That's what it does every day. And 'tis a sad truth, for it'll bring deadness to a man.
Yes, Mr. Blee. I think it will. The strange old fisherman accompanied me back to the cottage on the knoll and left me at the front door. Inspector Flowerdew had returned from the mainland with complete autopsy, ballistics, and laboratory reports. Moffitt had gathered the suspects together in the library.
You have forced me into a very unpleasant situation, Inspector. To be in the presence of this man, this woman whom I no longer consider my wife.
You think it's any more pleasant for us?
Please, please, darling.
I'm sorry for you all. But murder is an unpleasant business and needs to be disposed of as quickly as possible.
If you're prepared to do that, why are Pamela and I forced to witness it?
For very good reason, Mr. Cahill. We have proof of innocence, which in this case establishes proof of guilt.
You're being devious. Come to the point.
Very well, Mr. Sinfield, I shall. Your wife and Mr. Cahill came here and awaited the arrival of the Albatross. Mr. Cahill, do you consider yourself accurate with a rifle?
Of course he is. He's a fine shot.
Mr. Cahill, could you hit a man at 300 yards?
Now look here. I don't know what you're trying to do, but I...
You see, Mr. Sinfield, they did have opportunity, but they also had fog. Fog that made it impossible to see even 30 feet.
Are you suggesting that their supposed innocence makes me guilty?
Exactly, sir. We found a rifle on your boat. It had been fired.
Of course it hadn't. I shot a basking shark while I was fishing. I often do. A great ugly brute shy the fish away.
That would be most difficult to prove. I suppose you will also deny that you were aboard the Albatross after you shot both of its passengers.
I shall.
Quite so. How do you account for the blood stains we found on your fishing boat?
Quite easily. Have you never caught mackerel, sir? They bleed like pigs.
Exactly. And we found traces of that mackerel blood aboard the Albatross.
Tommy rot, it proves nothing.
Very well. According to the autopsy report, your shots were not alone responsible for Kettle's death. He jumped from the Albatross and drowned.
Why would he do that?
How should I know?
He jumped from the boat because you were pursuing him. When you failed to find him on deck, you went into the cabin, leaving further traces on the floor.
I repeat, you have no proof. It's all guesswork. You're trying to bluff.
This bullet, sir, is scarcely bluff. It was recovered from the man's body and has been traced to your rifle. Well, Mr. Sinfield, I think that's all.
Yes. Yes, that's all. This time I'll do the job properly.
Darryl Sinfield's clutching fingers never reached his wife's throat, but they spoke his guilt much more eloquently than all of the evidence amassed against him. Pursuit. And the pursuit is ended.
Pursuit is produced by Elliot Lewis. The script is written by Anthony Ellis and Gil Dowd, who directed tonight's show. Music was composed and conducted by Leith Stevens. Featured in the cast were Raymond Lawrence, Joseph Kearns, Dan O'Herlihy, Bill Johnstone, John Daner, Peggy Weber, and Ramsey Hill.
Pursuit. Next week, Pursuit will bring you another dramatic story of the man from Scotland Yard, relentlessly hunting down those whose disordered passions breed violence and murder. With Ted DeCorsia starring as Inspector Peter Black, next week we will present another story of man hunting man when we bring you Pursuit.
From February 7, 1950, The Pursuit on Lundy Island. Quite an accomplished cast and crew. For example, show producer Elliot Lewis was also an actor. He was Frankie Remley on the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program. Also spent time heading up the Voyage of the Scarlet Queen, as well as the casebook of Gregory Hood. And he played Western character Hawk Larrabee. One of the cast members in that Pursuit episode, John Daner, would later spend time playing the lead role. In addition to Daner and DeCorsia, Ben Wright was also heard as Inspector Black. Now, he was the only of those three to have a natural British accent. The other two fellows were American-born. Whereas Ben Wright was raised in England. His mother was a Brit, his father a Yank. I'm Greg Bell, and my question this time pertains to Ted DeCorsia. He made his motion picture debut in a 1947 film noir classic, produced, directed, co-written, and starring a fellow who also cast his then-wife Rita Hayworth as the female lead. I'll name that talented guy, then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Born through a party in the county jail.
MusicRewinds.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewinds.com. Or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. That's MusicRewinds.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yes, join us. Save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products during our Radio Spirits summer sale. Just go to radiospirits.com to take advantage of this amazing offer and get your biggest discounts of the year.
Hey, that's the way I like murderers. Down and out.
But you don't have to be down and out. Radiospirits.com is giving you a 20 to 60% break on all our classic radio products.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
So listen to this. We have done better. Save up to 60% at Radiospirits.com during our summer sale.
Sam, there must be some mistake.
Mistake, Effie? Mistake?
There's no mistake. Just go to Radiospirits.com to save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
I'm Richard Gerhardt, founder of Gerhardt Law. We're a law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. And we've been working with Gerhardt Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. So to learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks. Or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we were talking about Ted DeCourcy's film debut. It was in a 1947 film noir classic, produced, directed, co-written, and starring a very talented former radio actor. The name of the picture, The Lady from Shanghai. And the cinema auteur, Orson Welles. Haywood also cast his then-wife, Rita Hayworth, as the female lead. I'm Greg Bell, and we're all out of time, but please take a little time and visit our website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.